following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Homecoming 2021 has arrived in fine fashion. There's beautiful weather, the student superlatives are looking beautiful in their festive attire, and the Clay County Bulldogs are sporting a beautiful 4-0 record. Head coach Jake Johnson leads his black and gold squad into tonight's action, seeking the program's second 5-0 start under his tenure. The evening's opposition comes in the way of Chad Perry and his 0-5 Westmoreland Eagles, who come flying low into Salina with clipped wings after a gauntlet of tough games in their season's first half. It's here tonight that they look to climb back to higher altitudes of flight as they seek revenge for last year's thrilling Jimmy Burchett-fueled Bulldog victory. We've got a night of homecoming excitement and hard-nosed football in front of us. The only thing left to figure out is if the Eagles will soar or if the Bulldogs will bite.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth Bulldog football broadcast of this season. After 2 weeks on the road, we're finally making home in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth's high top Joni Elite Stadium, looking down on John Teeples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try one more time to paint the proper picture of the action tonight for you. Join me at this moment. Well, first of all, joining me later will be our network producer, Rob Edwards. Joining me now is our epitome of excellence, the keeper of the keys to the game, and our founding father, Thomas Weaver.
As always, Daniel, such a kind introduction. I appreciate those words from you. And like you said, back here at home, and boy, am I glad to be here after those long road trips, even though they went our way with a couple good wins.
Yeah, two quality wins. Cornersville, Joe Burns, good football programs here in single-A football, and the Dogs showed their dominance.
They did. But tonight, we're right here where we're supposed to be on beautiful John Teeples Field. We've got a pretty good groundskeeper around here. Got it painted up tonight. Got some gold, black, got all the colors going. Daniel, what a job you're doing with the field. It looks great.
Well, I appreciate that. We've had 4.5 inches of rain the last 8 days, so the painting got delayed until they usually do it Wednesday night, coaching staff. I told Coach Johnson, let's let it dry out some, and myself, Matt Adams came out here, helped out. We painted a lot of it today, and it does look good.
It does look good. And there's no place I'd rather be than right here alongside you right now and then, of course, Coach Edwards, in a little bit for another football Friday night in Salina, where I expect a big turnout of Bulldog Nation here for homecoming.
No doubt. Going to have a huge crowd. Had a great parade earlier in the day. Cherokee Upton, the homecoming queen this year. Sonny Holloway, the football queen, joined by a lot of their fellow classmates and fellow Clay County High School students. Big community event, was it not?
It was. It was just a great event. And it's just good to see people turn out, Daniel. I mean, down through town, I rode in the parade today, and it really blew my mind how many folks come out to support these young people here in this community. It shouldn't, though, because they do it time after time. And there's one group that's always turned out, and they do it time after time in every game, and we need to recognize those guys, and that's our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. We want to offer our sincere appreciation to them, Danny.
That's right. We've got quality business covering all areas right here in Clay County. Stay at home and shop with those folks.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dell Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started, Daniel. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the weekly newspaper we've been doing for almost 2 decades now, and we hope folks will pick up a copy of that each week also as they listen to us. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's region road win at Joe Burns. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hollow Horizon. Daniel, that headline said, Dogs grind out win at Joe Burns to head into homecoming at 4-0. And the story talked about how Clay County was set to return to John Teeples Field tonight after grinding out their first region win last week in an old-school battle of wheels. When the dust settled on a physical contest featuring night-long rugby-style scrums, helmet-dislodging hits, and round after round of heavyweight action, the Dogs topped the Red Devils 20-6 to remain unbeaten. And they did it behind a second-half surge, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does. You know, after a scoreless first half, Clay County scored 3 second-half touchdowns. Senior linebacker Wade Coons led an inspired Dog defense featuring 5 players with 5 or more solo tackles. Very productive there. While senior tailback Carson Sharp, senior wideout Grant Strong, and junior all-state utility man Alec Kerr all found the end zone during that second half to get the conference victory. Coons, senior Eli Smith, and juniors John Hamilton, Joseph Markham, and Jimmy Burgett posted the majority of their tackle numbers in the first half dead heat when neither offense could find their footing. The same offensive struggles continued early in the third quarter before Burgett picked off a Red Devil pass and returned to the Joe Burns 10-yard line where Kerr ran it in for the first points of the game. Junior Levi Garrett, who also had a good night in the trenches on both sides of the ball, made the extra point and Clay County led 7-0 midway through the third. Defense then again dominated the remainder of the period before Burgett struck again with a game-changing play, this time a 41-yard run down to the Red Devil 15-yard line. Sharp did the honors on the next play. Garrett's kick split the uprights, and the Dogs were ahead 14-0 with only 6:35 remaining in the game, but that margin did not hold. Joe Burns only needed one play to slice the advantage back to 1 score as they got behind the Clay County defense with a quick strike touchdown pass to immediately cut it to 14-6. But the Dogs rallied on the ensuing possession to put the game away. Freshman quarterback Nate Adams found Strong twice through the air to cap the final scoring drive, first for a 22-yard gain and then for a 13-yard touchdown on a perfectly thrown fade ball to the corner of the end zone. Strong's toe tap just inside the paint sealed the Red Devils' fate for that final score of Clay County 20, Joe Burns 6.
Great win for Clay County, and, you know, they only posted 58 yards in the first half, but they finished with a total of 297 yards and 3 touchdowns on 39 plays, including 23 rushes for 150 yards and 147 passing yards on 8 completions. Sharp was the leading rusher with 14 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown, while Burchett, who had 1 carry for 41 yards, Kerr had 4 carries for 13 yards and a touchdown, Markham had 2 carries for 10 yards, and Adams had 2 carries for 5 yards. Adams completed 7 of 15 passing attempts for 127 yards and a touchdown, and Burchett also had a completion for 20 yards. Strong was the leading receiver with 3 catches for 55 yards and a touchdown, while Burchett caught 2 balls for 22 yards, Kerr 1 for 24 yards, and senior Jeff Spivey 2 for 46 yards. Coons 7 tackles, 2 for loss, paced the defensive effort, while Smith and Hamilton weren't far behind with 6 each. Burchett, who had that big interception, and Markham out of sack had 5 stops apiece. Adams recorded 4, Garrett had 3, Kerr, Strong, and sophomore Weston Burwell made 2 each, and Sharp, junior Hunter Kyle, and sophomore Austin Anderson all had 1 tackle. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I went through. And we would like for you to remind your friends that we're on the air tonight. Text them the link you're on, post it on Facebook for us, and we sure would appreciate it. We'll be right back on more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Eagles here on Homecoming Night on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, homecoming 2021 from here at John Tables Field, and it's time for about our Bulldog history here on the Horizon Sports Network, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWS Away playoffs for four consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Westmoreland Eagles have made it to 9 consecutive postseasons and 28 overall playoff appearances dating back to 1977. Westmoreland has a playoff record of 21-28. Their furthest advancement is the semifinals in both 1977 and 1986. These teams are meeting for the 19th time in their histories, first squaring off back in 1973. The Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in 1981's Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where they defeated the Eagles 48-12. The Eagles' largest margin of victory was 60-9 when the teams met in 2006. The longest winning streak of the series belongs to Westmoreland, when they won in six straight games, spanning from 1983 to 2019. Clay County currently holds a one-game series win streak thanks to last year's thrilling homecoming victory. Overall, the Black and Gold have an 8-10 record against Westmoreland. Going to go ahead and cover the series stat leaders that we have. Thomas, I'll let you kick it off.
We'll start with rushing yardage. Hall of Famer Dwayne McLaren had 200 rushing yards back in 1979. And then the longest rushing touchdown went to Gary Eads, who's also in the Hall of Fame. It came in 1981, and he took it 70 yards.
Jumping over to passing, 1983, big game here. 245 yards out of Gary Spark short against Westmoreland. But the passing touchdown leader against the Eagles is Gary Eads in 1981 when he threw three against them.
And then receiving touchdowns in the game, 1981, Al McLaren had three, probably off the arm of Gary Eads, I guess, same game you just talked about. And then, Daniel, I'll let you jump right into the defensive side.
Defensively, the sack leader, 1982, Tom White, four big quarterback sacks against Westmoreland, leading the way in interceptions. A recent one here 2 years ago, his sophomore year, Carson Sharp, had two interceptions in a hard-fought loss over at Westmoreland.
That may be recent, but not as recent as this, Daniel. Jimmy Burchett blew the top off of Joe Eads Stadium last year with an 86-yard kickoff return touchdown. that walked it off for Clay County, if you'll remember in that game. Last year, 2020, 86-yard kickoff return touchdown for Jimmy Burchett.
Longest of anybody against Westmoreland. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that celebrate neither a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1971 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 45 years to 1976. Gerald Ford was president. The Pittsburgh Steelers were champions of Super Bowl X. The Cincinnati Reds swept the World Series, and Harold Watson was in his fifth year as the head coach of Bulldog football. Thomas, this is one of the all-time great Salina Bulldog football teams. In 1976, they finished the year with an 8-3 record. Offensively, scored about 24 points a game on average. Defensively, they allowed around 12 points a game on average. So anytime you're scoring more than you're allowing, you're going to win some football games. They did finish 14th. In our Horizon Sports Network power rankings from several years ago, outside of that top 10, but a strong team here. There are three members of this team that are unknown to us. We don't have an identity on those, but I'll let you share all that we do have.
Pretty good roster here. Got 10 freshmen on it, Daniel, starting with Mark Smith, Mike Moore, Donnie Grace, Randy Barlow, Ronnie Dale, Merle Thompson, Greg Watson, Randy Roten, Terry Bowles, and Hall of Famer Dwayne McLaren. Half dozen sophomores, James Plumley, Joe McLaren, Jock McLaren, John Buford, Jerry Roach, and Hall of Famer James Bartlett. The same number of juniors, Mike Brown, Andy Partee, Jackie Langford, Stephen Melton, Ricky Barlow, and Dennis Strong. And then 10 seniors, and that's why you talk about one being one of the best. Anytime you got double digits in the seniors, that's what you come up with. And they were led by Kenny Birdwell, Jeff Short, Ronnie Buford, William Collins, Ralph Andrews, Stacy Brown, Eddie McLaren, and then three Hall of Famers, Gary Stick Plumley, Roger Short, and Johnny Booger McLaren.
Strong group. Head coach Harold Watson, as we said, assistant coach of the great Joe Neal Leeds, and the managers, Johnny Lynn, Donald Adams, and Marquise Qualls. Thomas, let's go through this schedule because it is a very interesting schedule filled with a lot of high moments for the Bulldogs. They open up the season with an opponent that was strange back at that time, only the second ever meeting with Oliver Springs. They lost to him the year before, 1975. Thomas, they won this game 20-14, but they trailed during the fourth quarter, had two late scores to go ahead and get that first win of the season.
Nothing like a comeback win. And second game of the season is what we got in front of us here tonight. Hopefully we'll score a few more points than this, but I like the way it ended up. Salina High School won 12-0 over Westmoreland and went to 2-0 in week two.
Week three saw them defeat Baxter 28-6. Johnny McCarron in that one, 115 yards receiving. They roll right into a huge game in week four. Both teams undefeated as they squared off with Gordonsville in that fourth game. This was for an early lead in the Tri-Lakes Conference, which was very important at that time. Gordonsville, a 22-point favorite in this contest, Thomas, that featured collectively six turnovers between these two teams. And Walt won it for Gordonsville. The final score was 8-9. And they got that on the second quarter, 70-yard pick six. What a tight game.
Yeah, defensive struggle right there for sure. And you got to love this one, a 41-0 blowout win at Monterey. I'll say at Monterey, sounds good to me. And then that one, you've got some other things here. Of course, they were 4-1 at the time. Roger Short had a great night. You don't see this much. 265 passing yards, four passing touchdowns, Daniel.
A bunch of them. Two of those to William Collins, who had 132 yards receiving, and also Johnny McLaren had one of those receiving touchdowns with 129 yards receiving.
And then a similar score here. The next week, they blew away Red Bowling Springs 42-0. Ralph Andrews bowled them over with 171 rushing yards in that one.
So that puts them at 5-1 on the season heading into this seventh game. Another huge matchup with an undefeated 6-0 Watertown team. Salina actually a half a point favorite in this contest. It does not go the Bulldogs' way. They get trounced by Watertown 0-20, their worst loss of the season to a very strong Watertown team that went on to advance to an 8-team single-A playoff bracket, and they lost in the second round. So they made the final four of single-A football that year, did Watertown. So a loss there put them at 5-2, and that's the last regular season loss that they had.
And then they went and played Sequatchie County, also a blowout, I would say, 42-22, 20-point win there, Daniel. And as your notes say, the only meeting ever between those two teams.
It was. I never have played them again, hadn't played them before. And here's the interesting thing on that one. 15-22 score. Salina trailed starting the fourth quarter. They had four fourth quarter touchdowns to get to that 42-22 win. A fumble return TD, a pick six, and Johnny Wilger McLaren had two rushing touchdowns. So a four touchdown fourth quarter puts them at 6-2. Then they went on and played Marion County, a tight win down in Jasper, 27-24. Put them at 7-2 on the year. Only the second of four ever meetings with Marion County and their only win over the team out of Jasper. And then they wrap up the regular season. Thomas, a favorite of yours here, a shutout of the Jackson County Blue Devils, 28-0.
Yeah, nothing like a regular season finale and blowing away the team from Gainesboro. And then we got a bowl game here, Daniel, I guess. You talked about this, that 8-team playoff. Salina High School going to the Lions Bowl and taking on David Lipscomb.
It was a tough one, and you might say, well, why does an 8-2 team not make the playoffs? Well, they only took one team from your geographical region at that time, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, right now we have eight regions across the state, and I guess Watertown was with Gordonsville and us in that Tri-Lakes Conference at the time. Watertown was the team that represented our region to advance on to that 8-team playoff to the head.
You're talking about putting some weight on the regular season.
You got that right. So this Lions Bowl game, let's quickly hash through it. Salina actually led this one 14-7 in the second quarter before Lipscomb scored four straight unanswered to make it 35-14. And then in a strange turn of events, the game ended with 2:55 left in the fourth quarter because the officials couldn't get Harold Ringeye Watson to exit the surface of the playing field. He was upset, went out on the field,
really?
And he would not listen to their pleas to get back on the sideline, so they just called the game off. And Salina lost that Lions Bowl to Lipscomb, 20-42. Gary Plumley in that one, 15 tackles, including three sacks. So the Hall of Famer Gary Plumley in this most recent class to go in had his best defensive game perhaps ever in his last one.
Well, I had never heard about the the standoff there of Coach Watson. We'll get into the cheerleaders, Daniel. We've got a nice pyramid photo here that'll appear in the newspaper next week, and it includes Cindy Rash, Mary Woods, Charlotte Watson, Tamara Bailey, Gay Ann Stone, Jane Plumley, Donna Craighead, and Rita Savage. And that year, Gay Ann Stone was the football queen.
Folks, it has been our absolute pleasure to discuss the 1976 Sinai High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 45th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny Booger McLaren, who we just finished talking about, and his wife Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's homecoming game in Westmoreland, where the Dogs look to improve to 5-0 with a win over the Eagles. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior linebacker and offensive tackle Wade Coons for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over.
Hi, glad you came.
Wade, appreciate you sitting down with us today.
Sure.
Coach, you know, your team really showed its toughness, I thought, last week to grind out your first region win down at Joe Burns. That wasn't an easy one.
It wasn't, and, you know, it was good for us to see that. That's the first adversity I feel like we've really been through, you know, albeit some of it was self-inflicted, but a much improved Joe Burns team, which in the past that's always been a tough place to play, and, you know, last week was no different.
You know, Joe Burns, definitely one of the top two, could have been the best team you'd faced so far.
I think so. I mean, as far as, you know, the game plan, you know, Coach Atkins does a phenomenal job. You know, he's been there for 28 years for a reason, and I feel like he did a great job scouting us and trying to take things away and, you know, made it really a dogfight that first half. And, you know, like we talked about, being up 14-0 at that point felt like being up 40-0, right, you know, in such a grinder of a game. But, you know, we rallied and ended up finishing and having a nice second half there.
And the defense was huge for you guys, and a lot of that had to do with this guy right here. I thought Wade Coons really set the tone, especially in that first half.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, consistency from Wade at all positions is what we came to know. It's what we expect. And, you know, you can always make a case for Wade being the player of the game. Honestly, he's going to do his job. He's going to do the dirty work. Doesn't necessarily care, you know, about the accolades or anything else. It's just all about the win for Wade.
And, Wade, you've been a starter since you were a freshman. You know, started out defensively up front and made the move to linebacker where you shined. Talk about that transition a little bit.
Oh, just kind of just get in the weight room, get a little bit smaller for playing linebacker. I've had a little less size in defensive line, just getting stronger and faster. Was really the hardest thing, just weight room, and everything else came natural.
You know, and I even questioned your coach a little bit just because you were so good up front at that time. But I assume that was something you were looking forward to.
I was ready to actually make the plays and rather just do my job all night long.
Right, right. Coach, you talked about Wade and Carson and some of these other guys, but especially Wade kind of being the heartbeat of this team. How does he feel that role?
Well, I mean, it came down to, you know, we had the void after Wyatt Burks left. You know, he was kind of our leader, you know, defensively, and kept everything going. And honestly, you know, being the quarterback of that front on the defense, trust is the number one thing. And, you know, Wade's checked all the boxes on that and, you know, challenged him. You know, hey, let's get quicker on our feet. Let's lose the weight and somehow manage to get stronger. And he's done it. You know, it's, you know what you're going to get with Wade. And, you know, that's something, you know, I don't really want to look ahead, but I'm silently crying on the inside knowing this is his last year. And it just, you know, Wade's always been here. Wade's been consistent since day one. And, you know, him and Carson both, since they came in through the door, have been a big part of everything we've done.
And, Wade, your coach has affectionately referred to you as Coach Wade. I've heard you say that a time or two, you know, due to your leadership that you bring to the team. What's it been like kind of becoming that leader and being Coach Wade for these younger guys?
Well, it's been really good just seeing the guys grow up. You know, you see, I think Hayden McGee, just kind of working with him, kind of seeing him develop as a player. It's really just fun to sit back and watch these guys grow as a leader.
And that was a big role, I thought, early in the season. Did you mention Hayden and some of these other guys, you know, and had John Hamilton out? And, you know, I'm sure they depended on you at times. Talk about that defense. We've always called it the nasty dog defense. You know, has that been passed down through the years, your 4 years of being here?
I think so. You know, we came in my sophomore year knowing that we wanted to be good, and that's what we were. And Watt did a great job as a Mike linebacker. Everybody really did a good job just playing football, just having fun, making football fun. And last year, same day, we was headhunters up front, and linebackers too. And this year, just still trying to imitate everything we've been doing the last couple of years.
And tell me a little bit about that first half last Friday night. I mean, points, there wasn't many of them, where there was zero in the first half. And that was just kind of one of those old-school type battles up front. And like I said, you shined in that position.
Yeah, I just felt like they couldn't score, so I felt fine going into halftime. But I knew we needed one big play to make a stand, and we just kept on making plays and hitting hard, and everything came out all right.
Coach, it's got to feel good. You touched on it, but to know you've got a guy out there like Wade Coons.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we can go on and on and on, you know, as far as this goes, talking about the things that he brings to the table. But the most important thing, you know, is the attitude, you know. That mentality Wade has, and really sets the tone for everything that we try to do, honestly, on both sides of the ball. I know it shines more defensively, you know, him being the core center of that defense. But offensively, you know, he had some fantastic blocks, a couple guys on their backsides the other night. If you're going to go review that, and that's something we definitely need tonight.
Well, that's what my next question, you know, I always like to lead into it, and you're going to need him and all the guys against a pretty dang good Westmoreland Eagle team.
You know, you look at their record, and, you know, it's very deceiving. Very seldom do you see an 0-5 Westmoreland team, but you go down that schedule, and they've been so close so many times. You know, they're so resilient. They fight. I mean, they're gritty. They're physical. And historically, they've played them close, or we have played them close. But it's a tall order. And, you know, I know last year's, you know, Jimmy Burchett, you know, phenomenal play. John Hamilton sealing the deal with that big sack towards the end of it. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be motivated. And I expect nothing less than a huge game. It's going to be a tough one. Throw the records out the door.
Right. And, Wade, a lot of distraction this week. Homecoming can be good and bad. Sometimes that gets some guys' minds off the game. But also, you know, you always want to win this one. Going to be a big crowd. How are you guys handling that situation?
We've done pretty good this week. You know, you see guys having energy during homecoming games. It's kind of related to practice. Pretty good week of practice so far. High energy. Just I think everybody's head's on right now. Hopefully.
So you've asked the wrong guy about homecoming.
Well,
you
know, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, Wade. Yeah, Wade. You know, homecoming. It's a football game for Wade.
Right. And I know we talked about you being a student of the game. Wade, I'm pretty sure you probably put in quite a bit of film time. What's your take on this Eagle team?
A really good team, very physical. They got a really good fullback. He also plays linebacker for them. He's good both ways. Got to stop him on both sides. We have a good night. Quarterback really can run the ball really well in their Veer offense. But hopefully we can just take away the Veer and get them in the spread stuff, get them in their spread stuff. They kind of don't know what to do.
So another one you want to get uncomfortable, Coach?
Oh, 100%. And it's kind of the same formula, I guess, if you look at Cornersville. Probably not as big, just as much physical. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some speed in some different places, but, you know, they're not comfortable playing from behind either. So, really, it's almost a repeater of the game plan. You know, let's try to get them playing behind the sticks and win as many big plays as we can. To try to force their hand into doing something, you know, because they're going to try to limit our possessions, just like Joe Burns did the other night. I feel like that's people's formula on us.
No doubt.
I think we had 16, 17 plays maybe of offense the whole first half. So that's the key, you know, is making the most of our possessions, and we've got to score on every one of them,
right,
especially early, to take control of this game.
Well, guys, we're all looking forward to it. I can't wait to see Joe Neely Stadium rocking tonight. It's going to be a good crowd, and appreciate you sitting down with us, Wade.
Thanks, sir.
Coach, we'll see you later tonight.
Sounds good.
Good luck, guys. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here live from John Peoples Field on the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for How They Fired, but first of all, joining us now here on this CarQuest pregame show is our most potent prognosticator of peaking producer, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. I apologize to you guys for being out and about during the opening portion of the show, but sometimes duty calls and you just got to go do it. So how they fared this week?
Yeah, and hey, it's brought to us by Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Indeed. Jackson County High School fell to 1-3 last week after a 58-0 shutout by East Nashville. Tonight they face the Hog Eye.
You know, two struggling teams there. Livingston hadn't won the game. Jackson County's 1-1, so somebody's going to get a nice shot of confidence.
We're going to revisit that one here in a few minutes. Clinton County, Kentucky fell to 0-5 after a 34-6 loss to Metcalf County. Tonight they're at Greene County, Kentucky.
Things are going pretty rough for them.
They're struggling for sure. Cornersville improved to 4-1 after a 21-0 shutout of Collinwood. tonight, I think they'll have their hands full traveling to Eagleville.
That's going to be an interesting one, huh? Because a lot of folks would like to say, well, Cornersville's not that good a team. Clay County beat them handily, but they're down this year. I don't know if they are or not. 4-1 record, long loss to Clay. We'll find out tonight against Eagleville.
You will, indeed. Joe Burns, Red Devils here tonight with us. No, they're not. That was last week. Sorry, guys.
The red threw me off.
3-2 after the 26th loss to Clay County. Tonight they travel to in-county rival East Robertson for the Indians' homecoming.
That'd be a big game.
It is. Always is.
You know, we didn't really have – we talked about it a little bit in the postgame show last week. Joe Burns, like you said, Daniel, is back,
yeah,
in my opinion. You know, I'm not so sure they're not better than Cornersville. I know that they've got a shot at Gordonsville, in my opinion.
I agree. I think they are more well-rounded than Cornersville is.
So the red team that's here tonight, Westmoreland.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys touched on this earlier. They're currently 0-5. After squeaking, Trousdale squeaked by them 16-7 last week.
That was a close game. I watched that on film. Coach Edwards, you saw a little bit of it. And hey, Westmoreland's good. Let me tell you, I feel like that Westmoreland at 0-5, who cares? I think they're the best team we have played thus far. Think they're better than Joe Burns. Think they're better than Cornersville. Going to be a dogfight here tonight.
I expected. You know, one note about them, they scored 28 in their opening game against Portland, I believe it was. Since then, they've only scored 13 points in their last four games combined. So, offensively, they're struggling. So, that's probably what their focus has been on this week, trying to move the ball.
Yeah, and they've got a potent defense to go along with it.
Next week, we'll host Red Bowling Springs, another red team. They're currently 1-2 after traveling 436 miles round trip to North Greene last week and losing 38-14. Tonight, they host the 0-2 Whitwell Tigers.
I think Daniel picked them.
No.
Red Bull.
No, I wanted to. I picked North Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott High. The Highlanders were idle last week. They stayed at 1-2. Tonight they're at Pigeon Forge. Grundy County High School, currently 0-3 after a 41-0 shutout fell to Sequatchie County. Tonight they travel to Franklin County to take on the 0-4 Franklin County Rebels. Somebody's getting a win.
Franklin County is a pretty big school, are they not?
I think so. I think so. And, you know, we talked about Sequatchie earlier. I think possibly my good friend down in South Pittsburgh could have been wrong about him.
He seldom is, Mr. Terry Everett, but so far he is about them.
Right.
York Dragons, 2-3 after a 21-10 loss to Oneida. Tonight they are at Stone.
It'll be another good game. York, those three losses, they hadn't gotten destroyed in any of them. They've been competitive losses. I think York's a strong team that we face in our ninth game of the season.
Tigers of Gordonsville, 5-0 after a 21-7 win over Stewart County. Tonight, it's a game we've been talking about for the last two or three weeks. They are at Coalfield.
Bigger.
So that's a game we're going to revisit here in a second as well. The Bulldog opponents are currently 17-26 overall. And let's talk about the picks for tonight. We'll start off with Whitwell 0-2 at Red Bowling Springs 1-2.
Well, my rule is you never pick Red Bowling for anything. So you got to go with a Whitwell.
Oh, okay. Here's what I'm looking at on this game. Whitwell scored three last week against South Pittsburgh. Red Bowling couldn't score three on South Pitt. I'm going with Whitwell.
I'm going to take the Red Dogs. Going to rebound from that big round trip. They're well-rested this week. Going to defend their home turf.
Here's a game that I picked just for Thomas. the Hawkeye of Livingston, 0-5 at Jackson County, 1-3.
Wow.
Those teams have been shut out three times, by the way.
That means I got to pick one of them.
You have to pick either Hawkeye
or
the Blue Devils.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm going to take Hawkeye in this one. I think both programs are bad this year, and I think the bigger school, though, a little bit better. I think Livingston wins.
I'm going Jackson County.
The Blue Devils. Can I just take a loss and not pick one of these two?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I may have to.
Your call.
I hate the Hawkeye more. Go Blue Devils.
We knew that you would struggle with that one. Listen here, guys. Gordonsville 5-0 at Coalfield 4-1. We talked about this one a little bit on the way back from Joe Burns last week, and I had no idea who I was going to pick. But I want to tell you, Saturday, my mind was made up for me. I went to Standing Stone on one of the hiking trails over there with my dog and walking along, and the dog gets off the trail a little bit. I'm about 15 feet behind him. I see him start jumping, whimpering around. So I go up there to see what's going on with him. Well, about the time I walk up there, out of the corner of my eye, I see a swarm of yellow jackets that he stirred up. Well, about the time I see them, I feel them.
Ooh.
So we took off running like Alec Kerr on a punt return. We went 5, 10, 15 yards, and they were still getting after us. Those things are mean. They're nasty. I'm picking them over the Tigers tonight. I'm going with Coalfield.
I'm going upset. I'm going Gordonsville. I think they're going to make the long trip and be victorious. In my heart, I think Coalfield's the better team, but I'm going to go out on a limb and pick Gordonsville.
Yeah, I think this is one of these matchups that, you know, historically is a big one, kind of like last night where you had Oakland and Lipscomb, I think. You know, statewide, both these programs are known. I don't have a story like Coach Edwards, but I don't like
I'm glad you don't.
I don't like Yellow Jackets either, but I have to go with them tonight. I think Coalfield, like you said, the Red Dogs will do for some reason, are going to defend their home turf. Pretty long trip for Gordonsville to get up there. I don't feel confident in Gordonsville's run game. I don't think they're the Gordonsville of old. I think Coalfield's going to prevail tonight.
Teams were supposed to meet last year. They did not due to COVID. Fortunately, tonight, that one is going to happen.
I talked to their athletic director today, a good friend of mine at Coalfield, and just to confirm, and yes, they are playing. So they're actually underway right now, I guess. They're an hour ahead of us.
Right.
So this has been Hallie Farron from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are just under 9 minutes from kickoff. Please stay with us. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the Car Quiz pregame show, time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can get that fifth win tonight. Thomas, let's start on offense as always.
Well, tonight I think it's another night where we're going to need some big plays, Daniel, and we all know we've got the weapons, you know. We got to come out and set the tone in the run game and then find that explosive, and not just one. I think we need a couple at least here tonight. You know, just pick one or two, Daniel. Kerr, Burchett, Sharp, Strong, Spivey, Markham.
I like
any
them all.
Of them.
I like them all.
Any of them. I can go on, and we're going to need them all tonight.
Well, big play's going to be huge, no doubt. What about defense? That's where Clay Kenny's been so consistent, so suffocating, so good. What's going to happen there?
Like you say, more of the same, Daniel, in regards to holding up to the ground and pound. And this bunch has proven they can. They've done it two Friday nights in a row, and let's make it three tonight. You know, Westmore's going to test us up front. They're going to try to lull us to sleep and then take a shot. So everybody's going to have to be on their toes. We saw a little of that from Joe Burns with that 80-yard touchdown, the only score of the game there. But this team's even more capable of it, I think, Daniel. So this Dog D's got to be ready, and I think they will be.
I agree. What about that overall key?
Well, we all know what it is. It's homecoming here tonight. You're going to be a big crowd. There's a lot going on. But the bottom line, tonight the Dogs are going to see quite possibly the best team they've faced so far. You made that statement, Daniel, and I tend to agree with you. So when this one kicks off, they're going to have to focus in. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, playoff-wise, but I think this one means something to our guys. I think they want to stay unbeaten. I think they want to prove themselves night in and night out, which means they'll be ready. Pomp and circumstance, distractions, whatever. These Bulldogs are football players at the core. That's who they need to be tonight, and I think that's what we're going to get.
There you have it, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, drawing in on kickoff of homecoming 2021, so we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring in the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature has cooled off this week, currently 63 degrees at halftime, a mild 60 degrees, and by the end of the game, 58 degrees. Humidity pretty moist, 66%. No precipitation has fallen today in Salina. However, in the last 8 days, here in Salina, according to local weather expert Kevin Dawson's rain gauge, we have had over 4.5 inches in the last 8 days. John Tuple's field finally just today dried off pretty good. There is a slim 1% chance of precipitation throughout this contest and calm winds here tonight. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Daniel, I think tonight the big thing for the Dogs is just don't, hopefully this week they don't believe the hype, you know, that they're 4-0 and everybody's happy they're 4-0, everybody's patting them on the back. But I tell you what, one thing that I heard this week out of one of the coaches that I really liked was, Westmoreland's 0-5, but if we played their schedule, we'd be 0-5 too. And they've been telling the kids that, and I hope they've bought into that and they believe it. So just be cool tonight and play. And Westmoreland's here. They feel like they owe us one after the end of last year's game.
Right.
We're going to have to play tonight.
Folks, that was the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and do the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for Clay County, left tackle, senior Wade Coons. Left guard, junior Levi Garrett. Center, junior Stone Lynn. Right guard, sophomore Tyler Wattle. Right tackle, junior John Hamilton. The receivers, a pair of juniors, Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett. And a pair of seniors, Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong. The running back, senior Carson Sharp. And the quarterback, freshman Nate Adams. Defensively, nose guard, sophomore Tyler Wattle. The tackles, two juniors, Levi Garrett and John Hamilton. Inside backers, senior Wade Coons and senior Eli Smith, joined by junior Joseph Markham. Outside backers, sophomore Weston Birdwell and junior Jimmy Burchett. The cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams and senior Carson Sharp. And the safety, the junior Alec Kerr. The State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is homecoming football time here at John Temple Steel, Clay County. The home team tonight, they're dressed head to toe, solid black, gold numerals on those black jerseys. Westmoreland, the visiting team, they have red helmets, white travel jerseys with red numerals on them and red pants. Westmoreland going to kick off to start this contest. They'll do so from right to left from our vantage point. Looks like we have the juniors back there, the ever-dangerous pair of Jimmy Burgett and Alec Kerr deep to receive. They'll be returning the football from left to right as we look down at John Peebles Field from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Huge crowd has assembled here at Joe Leach Stadium for this one, Thomas.
Yeah, it has, and we talked about them turning out for the parade. Well, it looks like they've turned out for the feature event here tonight. We've got the new dog pound down to our left down here on the fence, Daniel. I love that.
Yeah, new student section been put in place at the request of four-year seniors. Carson Sharp and Wade Coons. Jimmy Burchett going to start from the six-yard line with it. Here Jimmy comes out of the 20 cuts. 25,
and there he goes.
30, and he's brought down. Clay County going to start with good field position. 11:52 on this first quarter clock. Dogs with their first possession of the contest. They're going to snap from their own 31-yard line, meaning they've got a 69-yard field in front of them. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris going to open this contest up. Let's see what he goes with. We got two wide to the left. It's going to be Strong and Burchett. Two wide right. That's going to be Kerr along with another. Quick flyer pass thrown out to Sharp. He has it left side behind Wade Coons. Good blocking there. Sharp turns north and south and is taken down near the sideline over on the Westmoreland side of the field. Pickup of around four. Advancing the football up to the 35, setting up second and six. So Clay County opening up with the swing pass, trying to get on the edge of the Westmoreland defense. They're pretty strong right up the gut.
Yeah, don't see Sharp catching many balls right there. Don't see them thrown to him. Solid catch for him, and he got up a pretty good game to start this one.
Burchett and Kerr split to the right together in misalignment by Westmoreland defense. They don't have that double set coverage.
They don't, Daniel. Just two double high safeties here. Stacked in the middle, kind of over the tackles. No coverage on this far sideline, just like you say.
Throw the quick screen to Kerr and let him go. A penalty is assessed against the Eagles. Moving it forward five more yards. Now the ball rests to the Clay County 40, where it's second and one. Very manageable. Adams in the gun. Rolls to his right. Wants to pass Kerr on the seam. He goes to the out instead. Jimmy Burchett with it. He hit it at the 45. Breaks the tackle. Crosses the 40. 30. 25.
Now to the 20 and driven out of bounds. Jimmy Burchett breaking three different tackles on this play and wheeling his team to the edge of the red zone. Clay County has flipped the field, and they're going to be snapping from the Westmoreland 22, where it's going to be first down.
Yeah, Kerr doing a great job running the one guy off that was out there, Daniel, and then Burchett just hooking it up underneath. Adams put it on him, and he did the rest.
Third play of this dog drive coming. The first two have been passes. 11:01 mark of this first quarter. Clock is stopped. The ball is sitting at the Westmoreland 22, right on the edge of the red zone, first and 10. Dogs break huddle. Kerr to the right along with tight end Hunter Kyle. Tight end either side. Hand off to Markham. The big back crosses the 20. Down to the 15. Feet still moving. Takes a host of Eagles to bring him down. Joseph Markham pushing that pile forward. A pickup of around 7. They're going to place the ball right at the 15, so a gain of 7 for Markham, setting up 2nd and 3.
You see Markham and his strength, Daniel. He took first contact around the line of scrimmage and just kept barreling downfield.
Dogs playing quick. Hand off to Markham. He's off left side. Has blocking. Picks up the first down. He's brought down at the Eagle 7, perhaps the 6. We'll have to check the spot. We do know that he picked up the first down. So 4 plays on this drive for Clay County, 2 passes, 2 runs, and they have picked up 2 first downs. We're going to call the ball at the 7-yard line. Dogs threatening to score. Adams in the gun, a tight end and a wing to either side. Hand off to Markham again. Runs hard through the line, breaks a tackle. Finally brought down. Going to spot him at the 4, pick up a 3 for Joseph. Setting it up 2nd and goal. At the 4-yard line. 9:45 and ticking. Still scoreless here. Clay County on their opening drive of this contest. 6th play of it about to be snapped on. Dogs break huddle. Double tight end set. Adams in the gun. Hand off to Kerr. He's around left side. Hitting the backfield. Loses yards. A great play by the Eagle inside linebacker and their leader on both sides of the ball, really. Number 27. Nick Gray, a junior, he's a great ball player. Saw that from film.
You know, you got Markham going downhill, Daniel. 7 yards, 8 yards, 3 yards, and then you try and get horizontal down the goal line. I've never liked that call down there.
Ball is sitting now at the Westmoreland 10, where it's 3rd and goal. Dogs still in good shape. They've got 2 plays here to get into the end zone. 7th play of the drive coming. 8:55 and ticking, first quarter, no score. Adams in the gun. Burchett in motion, left to right, fake to him. Nate rolls to the right, under pressure, steps up in the pocket, going to be sacked. Great defense by Westmoreland. Clay County really methodically putting together a good drive. Got it down 1st and goal, and then 2 negative plays in a row have the ball setting at the Westmoreland 15-yard line, where it's going to be 4th and goal from there.
I understand the first call, you know, trying to get Kerr to the edge is just a misassignment up front. But like you said, negative yardage, loss of 6 there. And then Adams just trying to, step up, had to pressure the outside and avoided the first guy and just couldn't get away from the second. Got to turn that one loose there.
First big call of the game here. And Clay County going to take a timeout to think on it. It's going to be 4th and goal from the Westmoreland 15 when we come back. 8:09 in the first quarter, no score.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3.
Back here live, 4th and goal. Adams to pass, goes corner of the end zone for Grant Strong. Little out of his reach! A good ball, strong, elevated, one hand, could not hang on. well-placed ball, but honestly, an uncatchable pass outside of the reach of Strong. So a nice opening drive for Clay County yields no points. Westmoreland going to take over 0-0, 8:03 mark of this first quarter, and they're going to take over where we had it, Thomas, the 15. They'll take over from their own 15, 85 yards away from the dog end zone. Westmoreland, a wing T team, tight end right, split end left, double wing set, fullback behind the quarterback who's under center. Option play, quarterback keeps. He's going to be hit by a host of dogs. Quarterback Cameron Eden, the junior, does a nice job of running the option, but the dog defense does a nice job of getting helmets on him in a hurry. Westmoreland, a heavy run team. They will pass, but they prefer the run. No gain, second and 10. Eagles break huddle. They operate from their own 15. Eden's going to be under center. He will go to the gun some. Right now he's under center. Tight bunch of three wideouts to the left, most in the backfield. Hand off to a tailback around left end. Nate Adams goes in along with Kerr and John Hamilton. Hamilton, the primary tackler. Yardage picked up. Ball carrier, I believe, was number 25, Eli Stafford, another junior. So this Westmoreland team with a lot of juniors in the backfield, they'll be strong again next year. They are 0-5, but folks, they have played a murderer's row of the first half of the season. Portland, Watertown, Trousdale, amongst others. They've got it now 3rd-and-2. Ball setting at the Eagle 23. Eden going to go under center, 3 wide to the right. Actually, 4 wide right, going to go a tall sweep to big number 27. Nice. He picks up the first down. Nick Gray, tackled by Jimmy Burchett. However, the Eagles move the sticks.
Yeah, great play by Jimmy Burchett right there, getting low on the big back, bringing him to the ground. Just couldn't stop him for the third down pickup right there, Daniel. But another good play from Jimmy Burchett.
Fourth play of the Eagle drive coming. Ball resting at the Westmoreland 27, we'll call it. They'll play it with 1 wide out left, tight end right, and 2 wing backs. Gray, the fullback, lined up behind Eden, who's under center. Hand off to Gray. He's off right side. He could go the distance here, folks. Jimmy Burchett going to save it, though. Clay County's speed keeps the big play from happening. The ball carrier actually was number 46, Riley Mizrahi, a senior. I recall that name from last year.
Yeah, great pickup right there for the Eagles, Daniel. And you can just see it. They just had that one sealed. The back found the gap, and he turned on the speed. We think of, the physicality of the Westmoreland Eagles. They've got some guys fleet of foot here tonight, too.
Weston Bird will off. Hunter Kyle on. Dogs going with a 4-man front. 1st-and-10 Eagles. They snap 1 yard from midfield at their own 49. Hand off inside. Ball carrier don't have a lot of yards. It was Eli Stafford, the junior running back.
Joseph Markham on the stop right there. His first of the night, Daniel.
I said he didn't have a lot, but it was a good enough for what we'll call 4, setting up 2nd-and-6. Ball in Clay County territory now at the 47-yard line.
You see both offenses, Clay County coming out fast, also Westmoreland. They're both offenses pretty sharp so far to here tonight.
4 wideouts left. Look for tall sweep this way. Now they motion back to the right, hand off to Mizrahi on the jet sweep. He's around right side. Brought down short of the sticks. Going to be 3rd-and-1, maybe 3rd-and-2. Thomas, the dog tackler.
Trying to see his number, but I'm not sure if it's Grant Strong or Birdwell one. It was Strong coming up from that corner position.
Going to be 3rd-and-2 for Westmoreland. They play it quick. Don't want Clay County to have a chance to reset. 4:45 and ticking. No score first quarter. Westmoreland putting together a drive here. 7th play of it coming. And they're going to take a timeout. 4:38 left to play in the first quarter. Clay County none, Westmoreland none. The Eagles have it in Clay County territory, 3rd-and-2.
3:38. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Coming back out of this timeout, the Eagles do move the sticks. They had it 32.
Mizrahi
picks up 3 yards, though, when he only needed two. So Westmoreland extending this opening drive of theirs. It started at the 8:03 mark. Now we're 4:15 and ticking. They're fixing to snap on the eighth play of the drive. The prior seven have all been run. Two wide left along with a wing back. Eden backs up into the gun. Quarterback keeper, he's right up the gut, has speed, picks up enough for a first down. Going to come into Clay County territory even deeper now, up to the 29. Thomas, I'm kind of relying on you for these dog tacklers tonight. I'm having trouble seeing them for some reason. Most of the plays have been from the far hash across the field from us.
Yeah, well, that was Grant Strong coming up making another stop. Fortunately, we've got little brother John here behind us. He does a great job spotting for me.
Eden hands off inside. Hunter Kyle going to make the stop. However, it was only second one. So a pickup of two on the rush for the Eagles creates another first down. And they're putting together a great opening drive. Fixing a snap on the 10th play. All nine prior plays have been runs. Weston Burble checking back on. His classmate, sophomore Austin Anderson, checking out. 3:20 and ticking. 0-0 first quarter. Homecoming 2021 here for Clay County. They are 4-0 trying to get to 5-0 on the season. Playing the 0-5 Westmoreland Eagles. However, we said in our pregame show, Westmoreland probably the best team the Dogs have faced thus far. Toss sweep left for the Eagles. Running back has positive yardage. Breaks two tackles. I'm telling you, big number 27, the junior, Nick Gray for Westmoreland. You can't hit him high. He's going to keep those feet moving. Broke two dog tackles, and that's something you don't see every night.
You don't, Daniel. And another thing, these linemen are doing a great job on the second level. I watched the linebackers on that snap right there. All three of them got picked up initially, and then Eli Smith getting loose there to make basically another touchdown-saving tackle, Daniel. But they're doing a great job. You know, we got three guys up front. We're still in this 3-3 stack here deep as Birdwell is playing overhang and going with the motion man just about every time, Daniel.
Eagles play at second and two from the Dog 19.
Now, hand
up the running back, possibly a tackle for a loss made.
Not sure who it is. Is that Markham?
Possibly.
There's Markham. Markham, what a play by Joseph Markham. Shed a guy, Daniel, and then got, I'm not sure if it's a tackle for loss or not. I can't remember what you called, but
yeah, lost one.
What a play right there.
Well, no, they ain't moved it. Third and two. Tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
And that's what we got to have. Again, Markham getting out of the block of that guard coming up on him, getting to the line of scrimmage before he could and making the stop.
Third and two, Eden under center, snapping from the clay. Cutting 19 to the fullback, blown up by Host of Dogs. Best defensive play of the night, led by Levi Gay, the junior, making a big stop. Now fourth down for the Eagles, under a minute and a half to play in this opening quarter. 0-0 the score. Eagles fixing the snap on the 13th play of their first possession. All prior plays have been runs on this drive. Fourth and four after the junior, Levi Garrett, with a big tackle for a loss.
Yeah, a great play by Garrett, but eerily similar to the Clay County drive, Daniel. Clay County got turned over on downs inside the red zone. Let's hope we can do Westmoreland the same way here.
Eagles break huddle. They snap from the Dog 20 right on the edge of the red zone. Eden with it, hands off, halfback pass. It's thrown, incomplete. Turnover on downs, a little trickery by the Eagles there. Good job by the Dog DBs not to fall for it.
Yeah, Daniel, the receiver had to step. That one strong right there, but the ball was a little bit underthrown. He made up the gap just in time. Actually, the ball hit strong in the back as he was going for the coverage, so not a great throw there by the Eagle quarterback. Just in time for Clay County, and here the Dogs come.
Dogs take over from their own 20, an 80-yard field in front of them, 52 seconds left in the first quarter, 0-0 the score.
Adams in the gun, brings current motion, toss sweep to him, the little pass forward, about a 2-yard toss. It yields about 2 yards for Kerr. We'll have to check the official spot. They're saying he squirmed ahead for a closer to a pickup of 5. We'll have to see where the sign judge sets it here. Yeah, we'll give him 5 on it. 2nd and 5 now. Great first quarter of action here. Hard-nosed old-school football. 2nd and 5. Adams in the gun. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Here's the snap. Nate rolls to his right. Wants to pass. Has time. Penalty flags come out. Has Kerr downfield. Incomplete. Good coverage by the Eagles. I'm curious about the penalty.
Well, it's interference right there, or holding, however you want to call it. Grant Strong's setting it down, trying to go to the inside. The defender grabbed his jersey. Nice little display there for Strong to draw the flag, just to be honest with you, but he did have a hand. They're going to call it defensive holding downfield here, Daniel.
We'll have to see what the penalty does. I'm sure a first down will be yielded from it.
Should be 10 yards, I'd say. Spot of the foul, or no, just 10 yards.
It was from the line. They place it now.
35.
On the Clay County 35-yard line, a 65-yard field in front of the Dawgs. So third play of this drive coming. 1st and 10. Double tight set, double wide outs. Adams with it, gives to Sharp. He's running to the wide side of the field behind Coons and Garrett. Not a lot of room there. Good lateral pursuit by the Eagles. Sharp picks up 2, advancing up to the Clay County 37. And the first quarter ends with that. So when we come back from break, it'll be Clay County, 2nd and 8 from the Eagle 37. At the end of 1, it's 0-0.
Or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, start of the 2nd quarter. Clay County with it, 2nd and 8. They'll be snapping from their own 37. Thomas, been a good first quarter so far.
It has, kind of what we expected, Daniel. You know, a lot like that Joe Burns game, but both of these offenses have had some success on their first drive.
Adams with it, 2nd and 8, rolls to the right, has 3 receivers, releases downfield for Strong. He has it short of the 6. They'll move up to the Eagle 44, perhaps, yes. They're going to place it at Eagle 44, so a gain of 7 for Adams and Strong. Setting up 3rd and a long 1. Could see Markham come back in and pound ahead here. We'll have to see. 5th play of this dog drive coming. It is their 2nd possession of the contest. 2 wide left, 1 right, hand off to Sharp, puts his foot in the ground, goes north and south, very close to the yardage needed. The sign judge is going to place him down at the 46. And they're going to move the sticks. 1st down, Clay County. Big play there.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. And a good job by Sharp getting north and south. He started to bounce that one and thought better of it. Stuck his foot in the ground and got upfield and picked up the 1st down.
6th play of this dog drive coming. Adams in the gun. 3 wide outs to the left. The tight end right. Penalty flags come out. Either a false start by the Dawgs or perhaps offsides by the Eagles. And that's what it'll be, the latter. So Clay County with the penalty going to move into Eagle territory, advancing the football up to the 49, where it's going to be 1st and 5. 10:55 and ticking. No score in this contest yet. Each team's only had 1 possession at this point. Clay County in the midst of their 2nd possession. Spivey split to the left along with 2 other wideouts. He's going to run a slant. Adams trying to target him. Nate's going to run it instead. Picks up 1 or 2. before he's brought down. And we've got frivolous activity back behind the play. Junior center Stone Lynn and one of those big defensive linemen for the Eagles were tussling back there, and a flag came out. We'll have to see which of the players. We've got a chop block against Stone Lynn. So this one's going to back Clay County up. Fortunately, we had it second and five at the start of the play. But this is a big penalty. Looks like from the spot of the foul. And they blocked this, walked this thing all the way back.
Should still be first down, then.
First down. To the Eagle 30. So Clay County losing 15 yards on that penalty. Setting them up in first and about 25. They'll play it from the Westmoreland 30. Personnel change now. Four offensive coordinator Chris Harrison, head coach Jake Johnson. Strong and Spivey come off. Burchett and Kerr come back in. Two tight end set, two wideouts. Markham, right side, nothing doing. The big bodied back just didn't have a lot of blocking off that right side this time. He was hit before he got it out of the backfield. Seventh play of this dog drive coming. They'll do it after losing a yard there. From the Westmoreland 29, once again, a big personnel change. So we're going back out of that two tight set. 9:55 and ticking, second quarter, 0-0. Spivey split left, Strong to the right. Joining Strong are Curran Burchett. Adams in the gun. Here's the snap. Targeting downfield. Nate has time. Releases a crossing route for Burchett. Cousin Jimmy catches it from Cousin Nate. And Clay County gets back into Eagle territory, advancing up to the 48. However, it was second and about 25, so this is short of the sticks. The good news is, though, it's a manageable third down. So what a great job overcoming that chop block penalty with that big play right there.
Yeah, and here comes the Dogs. They're playing fast, Daniel.
Third and five, trying to draw the Eagles off sides with a hard count. That didn't work. Now Adams gets the snap, rolls to the right, releases downfield. Ooh, incomplete. Had Strong there right at the down marker. Hit Grant in the hands with it. Perhaps a little too much heat on that short pass, though, and Strong couldn't hang on. Punt team going to go out for the first time tonight for Clay County. Ball at the 49. So a short field. However, Coach Johnson thinking a little early in this game to give the Eagles the ball at the 49. So mark them on the punt. Fourth and five. Long snap. Punts away. A high boomer. Hits at the 20.
It hit him.
Takes a short bulldog back.
It hit him.
The Dogs have covered it up. They're trying to say it hit an Eagle return man. The officials did not see that, though.
I thought I saw it, too, Daniel. Looked like it hit a leg of an Eagle right there.
So on the ninth play of the dog drive, they punt it away. Westmoreland takes over at the 8:43 mark of this second quarter for their second go at it. Still 0-0 here at John Tables Field. Pretty much the game we anticipated coming into it. Ball resting at the Eagle 17, where they play it 83 yards away from the dog end zone. Eden under center. Hands off to a back around left side. Tackle made by Garrett. Pickup of around four. Advancing up to the 22.
Still a great job by Garrett. I know they got positive yardage on that one, Daniel, but he started from this left. Pretty sure, well, I don't know if he's playing nose guard or left tackle. Either way, good pursuit by him to get down the line and make the stop. And, you know, Garrett's playing with some fire tonight. You can tell that, the big tackle for loss on that first drive, and then just the pure hustle right there on that one.
Second and six. Junior quarterback Eden in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. Gray at his right hip. Quick screen thrown off to this right-hand side. Tackle going to be quickly made by a host of Dogs. Primary tackler, Joseph Markham, and he is fired up. Looks over to that new student section. They've been titled the Dog Pound down here right on the track on the fence, Thomas, and they love seeing their junior hero make that stop.
Yeah, made the stop right in front of them, just like you said, Daniel. And I tell you what, I'm impressed with the Dog Pound. They got the USA stars and stripes flying down there. Some of them on the fence are standing up on the little set of bleachers y'all got set up for them. Just really impressive turnout here by the students.
Third and two, Westmoreland with it from their own 25. Eden goes back up under center. Handoff made. Nice defense. Short of the sticks. The tackle's going to be made. Going to be fourth and one for the Eagles. Carson Sharp sticking his nose in there, doing a good job along with Eli Smith.
Yeah, Sharp doing well up there on that corner. But, Daniel, I want to think that was probably 22. Weston Burble right there. We talked about him playing that weak side or overhang linebacker. I'm not sure. It may be to the strong side. But just a good job stepping up. Not a big kid, but he's gritty enough to stand his ground and make that one.
6:45 and ticking, second quarter. Westmoreland with it fourth and one, deep in their own territory, runs out the punt team. Alec Kerr has dropped deep to receive. Clay County needs to watch for a hard count here. They could give a first down with a penalty. However, Westmoreland kicks it away quickly. Kerr might have a chance. It does not. He was going to play it off the bounce, but the ball never bounced. It hit John Teeples Field and stopped. Clay County going to take over with pretty good field position. 6:25 mark, second quarter. Dogs with it for the third time tonight. They'll play it first and 10 from their own 37-yard line, 63 yards away from the Eagle end zone. Still 0-0 here.
Yeah, if you look at the Clay County offense tonight, you know, Adams doing a good job passing the ball early on. But I thought they had some success with Markham running straight ahead early on. He's picking up 7, 6, 8 yards a carry early on. Let's see if we can't get him the ball again.
Adams in the gun, wants to throw. Lots of pressure. Going to have to run it himself. Has room. 40, 45. Crosses back to the other side of the field. 50. Crosses it. Nice job by freshman reserve quarterback Nate Adams. He's filling in for the junior Keaton Arms, who was injured on the towards the end of the second quarter against Clinton County, Kentucky, in the second game of the season. Nate's played like a veteran, not like a freshman, and he gets a first down for Clay County there, advancing it into Eagle territory at the 48.
Yeah, nice scramble there for Adams as he dropped back. Didn't have the time to even look downfield. And you can see he's got some moves himself.
Strong and Spivey, split to the left. Spivey down the sideline. Adams targets him. Ball up just outside of Jeff's reach. Incomplete. That's a good play call there. Got momentum. First and 10. You're in four down territory. So take a shot down the sideline. Come back and run the ball.
Yeah, I like it, Daniel. And just like you said, you got to take a shot in that position. A little combo route out here between Spivey and Strong. Had Strong across the middle on the post there. Pretty good coverage down the sideline. Adams gave him a shot, just couldn't come down with it.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Clock is stopped at the 5:49 mark of this second quarter. Clay County trying to remain undefeated here on the season. Currently they're 4-0, hoping to stay that way. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Adams in the gun, Sharp at his left hip. Nate to throw again, has time, releases downfield on the out route to Strong, incomplete. Clay County's went heavily to the pass over the last several plays. Third play, or the fourth play, rather, of this drive about to be snapped on. The prior three selections have been a run and two passes. And actually, the run was on a scramble. So we've had three pass calls on the last three plays. Third and 10 here. Ball steal at the Westmoreland 48. Double set, two wideouts to either side. Sharp at the right hip of Adams, who's in the gun. He sprints to the right, has time to throw. Releases deep to the sideline. Jimmy Burchett can't hang on. Good ball by Adams. However, Burchett, it hit him, Thomas, in the perfect place, but Jimmy just could not hang on there. Hit him right in the hands.
Yeah, tough one there for Burchett. Good job by Adams. Stepping up in the pocket, scrambling, sees Burchett break free down the sidelines. Ball was a little underthrown, but it did hit him right in the hands. It looks like we got a penalty or something here.
Against the Eagles. I'm not sure what the call was, but the official pointed towards the defense. Must have been pass interference. They're going to step it off here, and it is going to give Clay County a first down. Or it's going to be third and inches, I guess they're saying. I mean, literally less than 6 inches from what I can see here. Officials going to have a conference about it. Any idea what the call was?
They signaled a hold. I'm not sure if it was downfield or had to be, I guess, downfield on somebody. They're moving the chains.
Going to move those chains with that penalty. So that was a big favor. It was going to be fourth down there.
Now a new set of downs, first and 10 from the Eagle 38. Dogs of Ray Cuddle, Coach Harris playing pretty quick tonight. The black and gold never stay in that offensive huddle too long. Three wide to the left. That's the short side of the field. Option play left side. Adams with it. Pitches out to Sharp. Sharp with it. Running physical up the sideline. Pretty good little play there. Carson advances up to the Eagle 32. So a nice gain on first down. We saw that option look at Cornersville 2 weeks ago. I don't think they ever ran it at Joe Burns. Did you, Thomas?
No, they haven't since they had trouble with it at Cornersville. If you'll remember, we talked about them needing to run it downhill. Adams did a better job right there. Got the corner, ran it downhill, had the patience as they're running it into the boundary here to draw the defender to him before he pitched it. Pretty good player, as you say.
Second and three from the Eagle 32. Adams with it. Option play right side. Pitch outside to Markham. There's a flag on the play. Markham going to lose yardage. Westmoreland very potent on the defensive side of the football. Great lateral pursuit out of their ends and linebackers, and Joseph simply couldn't get the edge. That could be why we ran option into the short side of the field on the prior play.
Got a penalty.
They're still discussing that penalty marker. Down marker has yet to move. Here comes the white hat. False start offense. Replay second down. So there was not a tackle for loss on the play because the play never took place. Loss of five is going to set it up second and eight for Clay County with the ball now at the Eagle 37-yard line. Two wideouts left, two right, 4.5 minutes left, second quarter, 0-0 score in this contest. Adams in the gun, going to throw again, steps up, releases downfield, throws a dart, caught by Alec Kerr. Touchdown, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Alec Kerr. Touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. And at the 4:22 mark of this second quarter, finally the drought is broken. Clay County 6, Westmoreland none, and Thomas, you knew it was only a matter of time because when he has the ball in open space, who can keep up with Alec Kerr?
You can, and another great job by Adams there, being patient, stepping up. And, you know, we talk about off-platform throws or sidearm swings. That's what he did right there, kind of leaned to the right and hit Kerr on a line. When you get it to Kerr that quick, well, you know what Kerr does with it.
Garrett's good on the PAT, making it 7-0 Clay County, homecoming 2021.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Welcome back to John Table's Wheel, where Clay County now leads 7-0, 4:22 left here in the first half, and here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Quarterback Nate Adams got it started with a 16-yard scramble, and then he found Alec Kerr for a 37-yard touchdown on that play to cap an 8-play, 63-yard drive, and Levi Garrett made the PAT to put Clay County ahead 7-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with a structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Brothers Jimmy and Lance Burchett hook up for the tackle on the kickoff there. Jimmy, the primary stopper, little brother Lance coming in to help him. Westmoreland going to take over for the third time on offense tonight, first and 10 from their own 40, a 60-yard field in front of the Eagles. They trail now 0-7. Two Clay County veer play, right side, handoff to Gray, the fullback. Runs hard, picks up 2 or 3 yards. Actually, they're going to spot him with 4. Nice pickup by Gray on first down. Garrett and Weston Birdwell hooking up for the stop.
And you've seen all night long, Daniel, that Westmoreland you know, setting up third and shorts with that good first down play. They're picking up 4 to 7, 8 yards on first down. That's hard to stop when they're staying ahead of the sticks like that.
Ball at the Eagle 44. Junior quarterback Eden under center. Play action pass. Hits his receiver in the flat. Going to be immediately tackled by Carson Sharp. Carson almost stripped that football. Wade Coons doing a nice job hustling out to help Carson bring the receiver down. Coons, not a name we've called a lot tonight, but I guarantee you this. Every time Gray, the fullback, goes into the line of scrimmage, I bet if we watch, Wade Coons is meeting him there, whether he has the ball or not.
Right. I agree with you, Daniel. That's what Coons is doing. He's, I think, moved over to Sam linebacker. We've seen Eli Smith playing that middle linebacker tonight. So you know that's why. Strong side fullback coming. Wade Coons is meeting him with it.
Eden picks up the ball and tackled by 7 different dogs. There was a bad snap there on the play. Eden
Carson
could
Sharp.
Have been hurt there. Fortunately for junior quarterback Cameron Eden, he survived that one. Looked pretty rough, pretty strong that he held up to that much black and gold pressure. He dropped the initial snap, and by the time he reached down and picked it up, there were a host of dogs on him. They lose 2 yards on the play, setting them up 2nd and 12. They snap from their own 47, 3 yards from midfield. Eden, quarterback, keeper, left side, 50, 45, 40. He has feet, 35, 30, 25, 20. Going to be taken down by Jimmy Burchett, but only after Cameron Eden flips the field for the Eagles, advancing all the way down to the Clay County 15 into the red zone where the Eagles have it 1st and 10. 2:19 and the clock is ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 7-9. Wes Morgan, though, looking sharp.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. And this is what I was talking about. Cornersville or Joel Burns didn't have any speed like you just saw right there. That's why we were talking the Eagles a little more dynamic.
5th play of this Eagle drive coming, a handoff round in to Riley Mizrahi, tackle made by Hunter Kyle and others. Short pickup on the play for the junior running back, Mizrahi. We'll give him 3, setting it up 2nd and 7 for Westmoreland. Should be all the way down, though, at the black and gold 12. Eagles threatening here about to snap on the 6th play of this drive. This their 3rd possession of the contest. Eden under center. Hands off to a background left side. He gets north and south. Little to no gain, though. Nice job by the dog defense. Timeout going to be taken by Westmoreland. 1:29 left here in the first half of play. Clay County leads 7-9. However, it's going to be 3rd and 2 when we come back from break, and the Eagles are threatening from the dog 12.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
On 3rd and 3, Westmoreland hands off to Eli Stafford. He gets north and south off the left side of his offensive line and moves the sticks. Westmoreland, 1:15 and ticking, and they have it 1st and goal. Setting all the way down at the Clay County 3.
Ball on the ground.
Another snap inside. Quarterback keeper by Eden. He's not going to get anything here. However, he didn't lose anything either. Still at the Clay County 3, 9 feet away from points. We have under 1 minute to play here in the second quarter, 55 seconds and ticking. Going to be 2nd and goal for the Eagles. Clay County leads 7-9.
John Hamilton with his 4th stop of the night in the Eagle backfield right there, Daniel. This front line for the Dogs is playing big.
Eden under center, hands off to the center, back. He's very close, and they're going to give him the score.
Eagles put together a 10-play drive here that produces points on their third possession of the contest. They took over at the 4:10 mark of the second quarter, and with 38 seconds left here in the first half of play, it's 7-6. Eagle kicker on for the PAT. This is a big one. Snap, set, hold, kicks away, and it's good. We're knotted up, 7-7, 38 seconds left here, so Clay County going to have a chance. We're going to play one ad and come back for the kickoff return.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 7-7 the score, 38 seconds left in the first half of play. Burchett and Kerr deep receive the kickoff. Coach, do you have a timeout update in case it comes into question here?
Clay County still has two right here, Westmoreland one.
Westmore going to be kicking off from left to right. Clay County going to be returning it right to left from our vantage point. We never updated you as a flip when the quarter changed.
I think you can expect probably a squib kick here from the Eagles. I wouldn't want to put it in the hands of Burchett or Kerr, either one.
No, and honestly, after what Burchett did to them last year deep in the fourth quarter, they might prefer to kick to Kerr.
They might.
And that's a crazy comment, but you know what I'm talking about if you were here last year or listening to us when these teams met. It is a squib kick going to be fielded by Weston Burble. He safely falls on it. Clay County going to take over around their own 30. I think it'll be actually closer to the 29 or 28. There's 34 seconds left, and they do place it at the 29. So Dogs have it 71 yards away. Now Clay County opened the contest receiving the football, so Westmore is going to get the opening kickoff of the third quarter. Am I right about that?
You are.
Okay. Adams in the gun, two wideouts to either side, sharp at his left hip. Kerr in motion, hand to him on the jet sweep. Here comes Kerr, 30, 35, 40. Spins into an eagle, picks up the first down. Clock going to continue to run unless Clay Kenny wants to play quick. They're going to stop it to reset the chains. And then they'll blow it back in. Let's see how quickly the Dogs can execute. Now they blow it back. They lost 5 seconds. Now down to 18 seconds. Clock still ticking, two wide left, ball at the 43-yard line. And finally, a timeout call. What was the penalty? Delay of game?
Too many on the field for Clay County, I believe.
Hmm. 12 seconds left on this clock. They're waving off the flag. So if that was a timeout taken, I don't know. Don't want to be negative on there, but perhaps some poor time management there by the Dog coaching staff, unless the Dogs were content to go into halftime 7-7. That changes everything. It certainly was not poor management if they wanted to do that. A timeout now is taken by Clay County. 12 seconds left in the second quarter, 7-7 the score. We've not had a lot of time for ads or talking tonight. We're going to go ahead and play an ad. That's more important than listening to us. So we'll go to break.
Clay County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live with the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County with it. The ball is resting, first and 10, after Kerr had it on the jet sweep a few moments ago on first down. It sits at the Clay County 43, 12 seconds left here in the second quarter. Have to see what Clay County decides to do here. Still waiting to return to play. Like we said earlier in this one, Clay County 4-0, Westmoreland 0-5. However, felt like this Eagle team was the best squad Clay County had met thus far, and I still maintain that statement almost halfway through this contest.
And I agree with you, Daniel. We see the same play up front that Joe Burns had, that Cornersville had, but we see speed. We see dynamic ability from athletes here with the Eagles, and that's the difference. More similar to our style of play.
Yeah, that's true. Officials having a bit of time here that they're taking. Now they blow it into play. 12 seconds left. Strong to the right along with Kerr. Spivey to the left along with Jimmy Burchett. Sharp at the left hip of Adams in the gun. Going to jet sweep to Kerr again. Now reverse. Burchett has it. Could Jimmy look to throw the ball? He does.
Nobody,
he has no receiver, though. Going to run it himself. And Jimmy going to run out of bounds with 1 second left here on this clock. So a bit of trickery set up by Clay County. They went for a reverse pass. Jimmy Burchett, a pretty good thrower. If you recall, during his freshman and sophomore years, he was actually our backup quarterback whenever we would need to go that route. However, he just didn't have anybody downfield to pass to. Clay County going to use their last timeout. Let's stay on air out here. There's 1 second left in the second quarter. Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show is coming up as soon as this next play transpires. I'm going to go ahead and take care of some important business that sometimes we put off to later in the contest, and that's to talk about these Clay County High School cheerleaders. And for whatever reason, I cannot find my sheet right now. Thomas, you don't have one, do you?
I don't.
The ladies are down here in front of us. I know there's 3 seniors this year and 7 sophomores. We've got Zoe Siever, Anna Ray Collins, and Tamara Smith. Those are the 3 seniors. Some of the sophomores include Kelly Devanna and others. I'm going to have to find that. Proud of those cheerleaders, though, and what they do for Clay County High School. Coming out of this timeout, 1 second left in the second quarter. Dogs have it at their own 43, so Burgett basically, we picked up one to the 44. Adams with it. Last play of the first half. Rolls to the left. Has time to throw. Downfield for Kerr. Kerr with it. 45. 40. 35. Now 30. Brought down. First half is going to end 7-7. Tight ball game. A good ball game. Westmore going to be receiving the kickoff to start the third quarter. Time now for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County and Westmoreland are knotted up at 7 at intermission. Just kind of what we expected here tonight, two heavyweights going at it, doing battle, three possessions for each team in this first half, if you add in 34-second possession for Clay County, they had four, but... long possessions for both teams. Early on in this one, they swapped turnovers on downs. Clay County drove with their first possession down to the 15-yard line and ended up turning the ball over on a fourth down. Same thing. Westmoreland came back, did the same thing. Levi Garrett with a big tackle for loss to stop that drive. And then Clay County put together another drive with hookups from Adams to Burchett, Adams to Kerr and others, but had to punt at midfield. And then they turned around and forced Westmoreland into a three and out before they struck with a 63-yard, eight-play drive capped off by Alec Kerr, 37-yard touchdown from freshman quarterback Nate Adams, who scrambled for 16 yards to start that drive. So a good first half for Adams so far. But Westmoreland quickly answered with a 10-play sustained drive of their own. Eat up about 4 minutes here in the second quarter, left 38 seconds on the clock to tie this one up at 7. Clay County did get the ball back. Adams found Kerr for 14 yards and then had another shot from about midfield, but could not convert as time expired. Again, Clay County and Westmoreland knotted up at 7 right now. Not much on the ground for Clay County. 12 rushes for 37 yards so far tonight. The story of this one has been through the air. Quarterback Nate Adams is 8 for 12 for 139 yards and a touchdown tonight. Alec Kerr, his favorite receiver, he's got 4 catches for 87 yards and that touchdown. Burchett has 2 catches for 41, Strong 1 catch for 7 yards, and Sharp 1 catch for 4. On the rushing side, Alec Kerr has 2 carries for negative 1 yards, Burchett 1 carry for 1 yard, Sharp 3 carries for 10 yards. Joseph Markham, the leading rusher so far, just 4 carries for 17 yards, and Nate Adams has scrambled twice to pick up 11 yards. Defensively, he's being led by Jimmy Burchett, 5 tackles here at halftime. John Hamilton has 4. Eli Smith has 2. Markham, 3. Strong, 2. Hunter Cowell, 2. Levi Garrett, 3. And then 1 for loss. Weston Burble, 2. And Carson Sharp, 2 tackles. Total 176 yards of offense for Clay County on 24 plays here at halftime, and the score is knotted up at 7. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With my mobile money.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time to kick over to Coach Edwards. Let him give us some opponent stats and a budget pest control scoreboard update, in whichever order he prefers.
We'll start with Westmoreland, their offensive stats, Daniel. 25 plays for 129 yards in the first half. 22 of those on the ground for 121 of those yards and one touchdown. 2 of 3 through the air for 8 yards. So, you know, they found some gaps in the Clay County defense, but, held up pretty well. I like 7 to 7.5 times,
yeah,
kind of what we thought it might be.
It is.
A few scores to update you on here. Halftime, Stone Memorial 22, York 0. Monterey tonight taking on that perennial power of the Tennessee Heat. 41-0 in the second quarter, Monterey.
Coach Hughes up there at Monterey has a way of fighting them, don't he?
Upperman 10, Watertown 0 at halftime. Gallatin 14, Cookeville 6. That was in the second quarter. East Robertson 14, Joe Burns 0 halftime. Franklin County 14, Grundy County 0, also halftime. North Alabama 14, South Pittsburgh 0 in the second quarter. Gordonsville 14, Colefield 0, third quarter. And Daniel really smiles about that one because he picked the Tigers. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. One more time, that number, 931-397-9004. And now for tonight's primary Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1981, Salina met Westmoreland to open the season with a 19-7 win, and then the teams met again to end the season in the Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where Salina won 48-12. What Bulldog player accounted for 7 touchdowns during those two contests? One more time. In 1981, Salina met Westmoreland to open the season with a 19-7 win, and then the teams met again to end the season in the Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, where Salina won 48-12. What Bulldog player accounted for 7 touchdowns during those two contests? Text your answers in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
One thing we have decided to put in place is you cannot be the winner in consecutive back-to-back weeks. So for tonight, that eliminates Thomas's mom, Betsy Holtham, and my dad, Jerry Strong, who answered last week. So you cannot be the winner in consecutive weeks. So everybody is eligible tonight except for those two. We do have one guest that has come in of Dwayne McLaren, and that's a good guess. However, Dwayne McLaren had already graduated at that time. If I'm not mistaken, he graduated in the 1980, which made his senior year the fall of 1979. So somebody a little younger than that. Dwayne McLaren was a good guess. Someone else also his guest, Dwayne McLaren. So still looking for that Bulldog player that accounted for 7 touchdowns in the 2 different meetings with Westmoreland in 1981. I will say this. I personally feel like the answer to this question, one of the absolute all-time greats to ever play for Salina, even though I was 1 year from being born in 1981. Just through research and talking to folks, definitely one of the greats is the answer to this one. All right, so we're about 40 seconds away from the inception of this second half. What a great first half it was. Each team very limited with possessions due to some pretty good sustained drives. However, only 7-7 the score. Westmoreland scoring on a 10-play drive that they had. Clay County scoring on about a, what was it, a 30-yard touchdown or something between Kerr and Adams?
37 yards, Daniel.
Homecoming 2021, I will go ahead and say this is the biggest crowd that has assembled itself here at John Peoples Field this year. They're wrapped around the track off to my right, starting on the 25-yard line at the fence and going all the way around to directly behind that field goal post. And we have the correct answer. It comes from Ms. Tish Plumley, and the answer is Gary Eads. He had a touchdown run and a touchdown pass in the opener of 1981 against Westmoreland, and then in that Wilson World Mid-State Bowl, he had 2 touchdown runs to go with 3 touchdown passes. And Gary Eads, as I said, one of the all-time greats to ever don the black and gold. Son, of course, of Clay County Sports Hall of Famer and somebody who's near and dear to everybody in Bulldog country, the late Joneil Eads. And so Gary Eads, definitely the correct answer there. So congratulations to Miss Tish Pummy. I'm sure that she's sitting there with her husband, James Muscles Pummy. And together, I'm sure they came up with that one. So they need to watch the mail for their free sub certificate and their HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal, Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Good kickoff by Levi Garrett here, pinned Westmoreland fairly deep. They take over 1st and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Well, they'll be playing with a 66-yard field in front of them.
Hunter Kyle on that special team stop right there, Daniel, as Westmoreland gets started with a little midline veer.
Veer play to start this drive. Good job by the Dog defense. The quarterback, Camden Eden, the junior, does a nice job with the read and the ride inside, but he's not much of a pitcher. When he pulls, he likes to keep it himself. Austin Anderson records the stop. Credit cousin John Weaver with spotting that. Very helpful to have him here with us tonight. So Westmoreland with it for the first time in this second half, the 4th time overall in the game. Handoff inside to the big fullback, Gray. He's brought down. So Westmoreland going to be facing 3rd and mid-range here. After they run on 1st and 2nd, Joseph Markham and John Hamilton teaming up for the stop there. So 3rd and 4 for Westmoreland. Ball setting at the Eagle 40-yard line. As Thomas has mentioned before, Westmoreland gets in 3rd and manageable pretty well. But the Dog defense has done a pretty good job of stopping them short on run a couple of times. Toss sweep right side for the Eagles. Going to be very close to the sticks. Good hard run in forward progress is going to move the chains. Abbott Kerr doing a nice job coming up from his safety position. And several times tonight, we've seen the Eagles get 1 yard more than what they needed. They needed four there, they got five.
Yeah, you know, Clay County doing a good job limiting, you know, to 3, 4, 5 yards of carry. But, Daniel, as you know, if you keep pounding that out, you're going to march down the field, as we've seen the Eagles do already in the first half.
Fourth play of the drive coming. Eagles at their own 46. Hand off to Gray. He's around left side. Gets to midfield. Going to be brought down by Kerr along with Austin Anderson. Anderson, the primary tackler. Kerr coming up and adding punishment to it. I said the ball carrier was Gray. It was Stafford. Stafford wears 25 for the Eagles. Gray 27. Ball directly at the 50-yard line at midfield, second and six, after a pickup of around four. Fifth play of the drive coming for Westmoreland. Eden under center, wing to either side. Hand off to Gray, the fullback. He's off right side, gets close to the first down yardage. Going to be brought down short, though. It's going to be third and one. Wade Coons involved in the stop. Eli Smith over there, too. Carson Sharp also involved. I said it was going to be third and one. Make it third and two. The ball now in Bulldog territory at the 46-yard line. Eagles break huddle. You could easily say this is four down territory for them. Third and two here. A wing to the right. Tied in and a split in left. Two backs in the backfield behind Eden, who's under center. Hand off to a tailback. Squirts right through the line, and we see that same trend. Getting 1 yard more than needed. He picks up three when he needed two, and the chains move again. Jimmy Burchett and Levi Garrett involved on the stop. Seventh play of this Eagle drive coming. Already they've taken the clock from the 12-minute start of the third quarter down to 8:40 and ticking. Two wide to the left along with the wingback. Eden, quarterback keeper right up the gut, picks up around five. Eden is basically a glorified running back. He's playing quarterback, but definitely a runner. Eli Smith, the senior inside linebacker, getting the stop. Eagles advance up to the Dog 40, where they've got it 40 yards away from points that could put them ahead. We're tied up 7-7 right now and watch just a good old-fashioned football game. We expected it coming in, and it's been hard-nosed from the get-go.
It's fun to watch. You know, Westmoreland, they're great at what they do, Daniel. You know, 3, 4, 5 yards at a time and just march it down the field. And, you know, there's something to say about simple football.
Second and seven, Eden under center. Bootleg left, keeps it. He's got room here. Going to pick up the first down and more. All the way up to the Dog 30. Pickup of 10 for Eden. Jimmy Burchett on the stop.
And that's what you get with simple football. You pound, 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 and then you pull it out of the gut, Daniel, and you bootleg around. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they're going backwards. That's why they had the corner right there, a hold on this outside.
Nice break for the black and gold there. Back in Westmoreland, all the way up, back into their own territory, behind the 50-yard line mark at the Eagle 48. So instead of having it at the Bulldog 30, the Eagles find themselves in second and 20 from their own 48. Eden under center. Little reverse inside. Stafford to the outside. Penalty flags fly. Nice tackle by big senior Wade Coons, who flew out there from his linebacker position.
You saw Adams coming up right there to make that stop, and he just got two hands to the back of the jersey, Daniel, and that's what you're going to see, blocking the back here on the Eagles.
Officials talking it out. And Thomas, if you're right, Westmoreland going to find themselves in quite the predicament. Very deep in their own territory, where it's going to be second and around 35 to go, perhaps.
Yeah, and this is where you have trouble with that kind of attack. You know, when we've seen the running game of the Eagles, they are in second down, but they're going to have to pick it up in chunks to keep this drive going now, Daniel.
Ball rest at the Westmoreland 37-yard line, where it's second and approximately 30 to go. Eden under center, tight end left, split in right, a wing to the right, two backs in the backfield. Behind Eden, play action pass, has time, releases downfield into the flat, ball's caught. Nate Adams quickly on the tackle, though. Good coverage by the freshman. gave up the 5-yard pass. Big deal, though. It was 2nd and 30. Now it's going to be 3rd and still a bunch. I don't even know if they picked up 5 yards. Yeah. Ball setting at the 37. I think no gain on that one.
Yeah, and it was the pressure of Levi Garrett right there who absolutely punished the Eagle quarterback just as you let that ball go, Daniel. Levi Garrett has been all over the field tonight. He's already got 5 tackles, of course, 1 for loss, and was just a smidgen away from a huge sack right there.
3rd and 25. Eden backs up into the gun. 2 wideouts to the left. Quarterback keeper right into the heart of the Dog defense.
Big guy.
And doing Eli Smith, accompanied by Levi Garrett, coming up with a quarterback sack. We'll credit them with a half sack each, I guess. It was pretty much simultaneous. Quarterback keeper all the way, but that's still the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. And last time I checked, that is a sack. 6:15 and ticking, 3rd quarter. Westmoreland has shoot up half of this quarter on this opening possession. However, they shot themselves in the foot with penalties, and now they're having to punt it away. 4th and 30 from their own end of the field. Kerr deep to receive. High boomer. Catches it his own 18. A fire catch made. Clay County going to take over. They're going to spot it at the 19. So they'll play an 81-yard field in front of them. 6:02 mark. 3rd quarter. Dogs with their first possession of this second half.
What a turn of events right there, Daniel. You saw Westmoreland methodically driving the football. They crossed the 40-yard line, approaching the 30 into Clay County territory. The 2 big penalties, and then the Clay County defense bowed up behind Levi Garrett and Eli Smith on those last 2 plays. What a span for Clay County.
What's been my understanding, that's been a pattern for Westmoreland this season, is taking themselves out of position sometimes with undisciplined play. 3 wide to the right for Clay County. 1st and 10. Adams to throw. Wants it all. Goes for Spivey down the sideline. Jeff with it. No. Knocked out of his hands. Good defense by Westmoreland. Number 4, the defender, Dylan Beasley, a junior DB. And once again, I'm going to say, lots of juniors playing on this Eagle team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're going to have another good team next year right there. And I saw Spivey singled up on that far sideline, Daniel, and he had the step. Ball just a little bit underthrown. We've seen Spivey go up and get those. But like the little brother said behind me here, great defense from the Eagle defender there to knock that one to the ground.
2nd and 10 from the 19. Adams in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. He's off right side. Not a lot of room there. Picks up 1, maybe 2. Clock's going to run with that rush play. 5:40 and ticking, 3rd quarter. 7-7 the score. If you remember last year in this contest here at John Tuples Field, it took a Jimmy Burchett 86-yard kickoff return touchdown in the waning minutes of the contest to put the Dogs back in front.
3rd and 9 here deep in your own territory, Daniel. We'll see if Coach Johnson decides to play it safe or take a shot.
Pick up a 2 for Sharp. From the 21 now, incomplete pass. Had tight end Hunter Kyle in the flat. Would have been close to first down yardage. Passed just a little wide of the mark, though. Clay County going to go 3 and out here. They pass on first down. Picked up 2 on 2nd with the run, setting up at 3rd and 8 play, and they cannot hook up. Mark them on to punt it away. And I think the Eagle return man sitting a little short here. Markham has a good leg. He may put it over his head. Here's the snap. Joseph with it. Kicks it away. High boomer. Not a lot of distance. Takes an Eagle bounce on the hit. Kerr there to stop it. And Wes Morgan going to take over with great field position in Clay County territory at the 47. So Clay County, when they needed a drive, worst, Thomas 3 and out.
Yeah, and, you know, I look down the stat sheet. I think we're getting a little bit out of balance, Daniel. You're looking at already 14 pass plays in this contest. The most we've had in a game, I'm pretty sure, is 15 so far this season. So, you know, I think we're going to go back, kind of reset things to try to establish the run game a little bit and then take a shot. You know, Adams is great in the first half, 8 for 12. 2 incompletions on that last drive put him 8 for 14.
Eaton heading off inside, and here goes the running back, one of the biggest ground gainers of the night for Riley Mizrahi, who picks up a bunch. Alec Kerr on the stop, but only after Riley Mizrahi advances the thing for about 13 yards, 1st and 10 now for the Eagles. from the Clay County 35.
Yeah, just another good run right there. And I'm super impressed with this Westmoreland offensive line, Daniel. The way they get to the second level and seal off those linebackers, it looks like we go into a 50 look here.
Eden under center, same play, hand off to Mizra High again. This time he gets less. I'm going to credit Wade Coons with coming up and getting the ankle there at the line of scrimmage. Mizra High, though, falls forward to pick up 1 yard.
I think that's what we're seeing here, Daniel. Wade Coons with his hand in the dirt here in this 50 look.
Coons playing the nose guard, perhaps, right over the center. Sure enough, what it is. Clay County is running a 5-2-4 here. Eden with it. Hands off to Stafford. Stafford off left side. Adams misses the tackle. Kerr and Smith have to team up to drag him down, but only after the Eagles move the chains again. Second 9 play yields another first down.
And defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson going to this 50 look because of the running game of Westmoreland. I like the change, Daniel. You see Austin Anderson in there, Wade Coons, Hunter Kyle, and then looks like Big John Hamilton. I think he's also stood up Levi Garrett in this look, Daniel.
Playing
no, he's not.
Yeah,
no,
he's playing right defensive end. You're right. Eagles with it. First and 10 from the Clay County 23. Westmoreland threatening it here. Hand off, and it's going to be a touchdown. 23-yard score. Four junior running back, Eli Stafford, and Westmoreland takes their first lead of this contest, a 47-play drive. And I think I missed marking one. I'm guessing a 5-play drive here out of Westmoreland. They took over at the 5:05 mark of the third quarter. They make quick work of the short field. So with 3:23 left here, they go up 13-7. PAT coming. Snap, hold, kicks away. It's going to be good. Westmoreland up 14-7, 3:23 left in the third.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, 3:23 mark, third quarter. Westmoreland up 14-7, and they kick it away. Burchett going to pick it up around the 15. Here Jimmy comes, 25, up to the 30, 35. Now the 40, spins, advances up to the 44 and brought down. Jimmy Burchett, his second nice kickoff return of the night. He's not broke one. Reese picked up yardage on them, setting Clay County up in good field position. Dogs take over for their sixth possession of this contest. Last time they were three and out. Clay County does trail 7-14 as they take over here at their own 43, 57 yards away from the Eagle end zone. Two wideouts to either side. Adams to pass. Clay County's went to the air a lot in this one. Adams rolls to the right, buys time, releases for Strong. They say it's incomplete. So now second and 10 after the incomplete pass. And Thomas, we've opened up here. Now we're second and 10. Do you go to the ground to try to get positive yardage to make third more manageable? Because if you go to the air again incomplete, you're going to be throwing on third and 10. Automatic passing down. That lets Westmoreland set up for pass coverage.
Well, I think if you're going to go there, we may, you know, roll it out to the right here, sprint out pass, something like that. That way you have options.
False start against Clay County. Wide receiver in the left slot moved prior to the snap. Going to back up the black and gold five more, making it a second and 15. I'm not sure what that play call was, but you can almost guarantee we'll see pass now. Ball retreats to the Clay County 38-yard line. Burchett and Kerr split to the right. Strong and Spivey split to the left. Sharp at the right hip of Adams in the gun. Here's the snap. They play it from the left hash. Nate rolls to the right. Looks downfield. Releases for Jimmy. It's knocked away. Credit Westmoreland with great pass coverage tonight. That is textbook play by Anthony Leith, the senior DB. And there's been other defensive backs making good plays.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. You know, Burchett was hooked up right there, went and launched for the ball. Great ball by Adams as he rolled out to this near sideline. But, again, just getting a hand in on that one. They close really well. They cover really well. Good athletes in the defensive backfield for the Eagles.
Third and 15, two incomplete passes and a penalty to start this drive for the Dawgs. Three wide to the right. Adams rolls that way. Looks downfield, releases, has Kerr. Kerr with it, first down. Nate Adams with just a great pass there. Alec Kerr ran a deep corner route. And I'm impressed with the arm strength of young Nate Adams. He's rolling to his right. Just throws a laser down the field. You know, we're so fortunate to have such a solid backup quarterback. As we mentioned, Keaton Arms hurt, and Adams has come in and played great. Clay County flipping the field now into Eagle territory at the 44.
Yeah, that was just an unbelievable ball, just like you said. The rollout to this near sideline, virtually the same play. Kerr set it down, and what a ball.
Three wide to the right into the short side of the field. Handoff to Carson Sharp. He does a nice job behind Wade Coons and Levi Garrett, getting positive yardage. Ball's advanced up to the Westmoreland 42, where it's going to be second and seven. Fifth play of the dog drive coming. 1:55 and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County trails 7-14. Strong and Kerr split to the right. Burchett and Spivey, I guess, over there to the left. Burchett in motion, left, right, hand off to Sharp. Sharp's got room. 35, brought down. Only after he squirts ahead for four more, up to the 31, though, and the sticks move. Nice run by the senior.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. We got a little crease there on the back side. Great blocking up front. I think that might have been Tyler Waffle in there at the guard getting the crease and then cut it up the field. Also, center Stone Lynn creating the gap for Sharp.
First and 10 from the Eagle 31. Kerr in motion, right to left, making it three wide left. Adams hands off again to Sharp. Sharp up into the heart of the defense. Gets some positive yardage. They're going to mark him down around the 28. Should be a pickup of three for Carson. Setting up second and seven. Seventh play of the dog drive coming. First three were pass. The next three run. And now Clay County in a position to... Four down territory. Playbook's wide open right here. Second and six. Very manageable. Ball at the 28 of Westmoreland. Strong, Kerr, and Burchett to the right. Spivey by himself to the left. Adams with it. Rolls right. Under pressure. Going to be sacked. Big loss. Carson Sharp back there trying to block for him, but there were two Eagles running free in the dog backfield. Credit Nick Gray, the junior linebacker and fullback for the Eagles, with the sack. Ball now sets at the Westmoreland 39. Third and about 17 to go here. Could be the quarter. We're down to 10 seconds and the clock's running. 15 on the play clock, 5 on the third quarter clock. Clay County going to snap, though. Three wide right. Adams to pass on third and a bunch. Releases downfield. And it's going to be caught by Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy picks up the first down. Very close to it anyway. Yeah, first down. But a holding penalty. Perhaps going to be called against Clay County. There is a flag in the dog backfield. What a great passing catch by Burchett. Honestly, a better catch than throw on that one. Very high ball. Jimmy used every bit of his frame to go up and get it. However, it's all for naught, though. Is a hole going to be called against the Dawgs? Third quarter clock expired mid-play. So regardless, after they step it off, were you on when you said that? Tell them, Coach.
I was. There's another flag on the far side of the field over there in front of the Westmoreland bench. I'm not sure what it is.
The officials may not be either, because they are conferencing. Scoreboard shows no time left in the third. Westmoreland 14, Clay County 7. a huge play for Clay County right there that I fear is going to be wiped off. John Hamilton clapping, though. Still just waiting here. Quite a conference going on, Thomas.
Yeah, there is. And we've seen this several times here tonight. The officials trying to decide what's going on with the laundry on the field. But you got to go back to the big plays on this drive. You know, you saw Clay County get behind the sticks, third and long. Adams finds Kerr to bail him out. You saw it happen again there. And then Sharp picked up one first down on the ground. And we thought it was happening to set Clay County into scoring position. But looks like the white hat may be taking that away from us.
Well, he called the hold against Clay. Now he's calling two holds. So we got a defense. Okay, offset.
Replay
the down. Well, he sees waving the flag, so do we get the yardage? Johnson wanting an explanation.
Yeah.
Looks to me like it's going to be third and around 17 still. Going to replay the down. The ball does rest at the Eagle.
Should be 39 is what I had.
Very close to it, yeah. 38, 39. So there's going to be an untimed down to finish this third quarter, I guess.
I guess so.
Still no time on the board. Westmoreland up 14-7. Clay County breaks huddle. Spivey, Burchett, and Kerr to the left. Grant Strong to the right by himself. Sharp at the right hip of Adams, who's in the gun.
You can see Strong double covered down here on the bottom, Daniel. He singled up two guys on him.
Waiting on the white hat to blow things in. He's saying it's the end. I think so. He just left head coach Chad Perry from the Westmoreland sideline. Coach Perry, we've not talked about him tonight. Does such a great job at Westmoreland. It is the end of three. When we return, it's going to be third and 17 from the Westmoreland 39. The Eagles lead the Bulldogs 14-7.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live for the fourth quarter, Clay County trails 7-14 to Westmoreland. Dogs with it. Third and around 16. I've been saying third and 17. They play it from the Westmoreland 39. They don't have to get all the yardage here because this is four down territory. Adams with it. Looks to pass. Hey, Sharp. Carson with it. 30, 25, up to the 20 where he's brought down. Enough for the first down. A great play call. Ball pitching coordinator Chris Harris there to start this fourth quarter. We seldom target Carson Sharp. We did on the first play of the game on a little swing pass out of the backfield. We hit him on the seam there. And a player injured for Westmoreland on the play. Number 27, Gray, their stud inside linebacker and fullback down on the playing surface of John Tables Field. We're going to go to a quick injury timeout. There's 11:51 left to play in the contest. Clay County trails 7-14. They have it first and 10, threatening from the Eagle 19 when we return.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here still in injury timeout. Junior Eagle Nick Gray still down. He appears to be okay. Actually, right now they're getting him up. He looks like he's all right. Going to take the opportunity to go ahead and quickly ask one more trivia question from Subway. The Dogs are trying to stay undefeated here in their fifth game tonight. The 1996 Bulldogs opened up 7-0 before tasting defeat. They had a huge win in their fifth contest against an opponent who had beaten them in the seven prior meetings. And as history has turned out, we've never played that team again. Who was that opponent? Dogs play with it first and 10. Handoff inside, I assume, to Sharp, Thomas. Yes, Carson on the carry, picks up yardage. Second and 7. Quickly going to ask that one more time. In 1996, the Dogs stayed undefeated in their fifth game as they had a huge win over an opponent who had beat them in their seven prior meetings. And since that night, they have yet to play each other again. Who was that opponent? Here we are. Dogs with it. Playing from the Eagle 17-yard line. A pickup of 2. Making it 2nd and 8. Sharp again. Carries on 2nd down. Gets the corner. No, it stops. Little to no gain for Carson. I thought he was going to get around the edge, Thomas.
Yeah, almost had it there. Another good play by this Eagle defense. Looks like number 18 out here on the edge, Daniel. I don't have a roster to know, but he did a good job to bring Sharp to the ground.
18 for the Eagles is Bryce Cottrell, the junior. Dogs with it. Pick up a 1 for Sharp. They play it from the 16. Going to be a false start against Clay County. The right side of that offensive line moved, and I see senior Luke Thompson playing right guard instead of sophomore Tyler Wathel. I'm not sure how much Thompson has worked tonight, but the mistake there is going to back the Dogs up 5. It's now spotted at the 22. Third and about 12. 10:33 left in the contest. Dogs trail 7-14. 11th play of this Dog drive coming. They took over at the 3:23 mark of the third quarter. Now it's 10:15 and ticking fourth quarter.
I've been seeing the rollout of Adams to the 3 receiver side, Daniel, and then straight drop back this time.
3 wide right. Targets back to the left. Yep. Going pass interference call. They were targeting Spivey on the deep slant. Jeff drawing the pass interference call. A big play there. Just as successful, in fact, as had we hooked up on the pass play. Hopefully. We'll see where it sets it. I've been wrong on these penalties before on where I think they're going to be spotted, so I'm just going to wait.
It should be about the 12-yard line. I'd say it'll be a 10-yard penalty, Daniel.
Play started at the 22 or 23, which was?
22 is what I had. And that's about, it's sitting about the 12.
Ball sitting right at the 11-yard line.
We lost a yard somewhere.
Well, this is a 22. That's half, right? Dogs go heavy. Markham receives the direct snap straight ahead from the 11. Joseph picks up yardage. They were playing 3rd and 1 from that point. This should be enough to move the sticks. 12th play of the dog drive coming. First and goal. Ball sitting at the Eagle 7. 9:53 and ticking. Markham, the quarterback. Nate Adams split out wide right. Markham with it. Straight ahead. Hurdles. Get yardage. Going to be brought down at the 3. Pick up a 4 for Joseph. Second goal now. We have a correct answer. Travis Crabtree, Franklin Road Academy. He was a freshman that year along with myself. There on the sidelines when we beat Franklin Road in 96. Markham, second goal. Plows ahead. He's short of the line. Advances up to the 2. Or actually to the 1. So a pickup of 3 for Markham. And here's the good news. Clay County with it. Third and goal from the 1. And Markham has had positive yardage each of the last 2 carries. I expect him to give him another try. 14th play of the drive coming. Markham in the gun. Third and goal from the 1. Is he in? He's got to be. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. Touchdown, Clay County. 8:49 mark. Fourth quarter. Clay County draws back within 1. 13-14. Huge extra point attempt coming.
What a drive for Clay County, Daniel. You're going to tell me how many plays started just before, just across midfield, and Clay County just imposing their will with Joseph Markham once they got into scoring position. I like the Joe Dozier set.
I love it. Good name for it, too. Big PAT coming. Adams to hold, Garrett to kick. Here's the snap. Here's the hole. Here's the kick. And it looks like it is good. It wasn't pretty, but it counted. 14-14. 8:49 left. What a dandy we've got here. Homecoming 2021.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to John Teeble's Field, where Clay County has just tied this one up at 14. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Alec Kerr and Nate Adams hooking up for 18. Adams hooking up with Sharp for 20 to set this one up in motion for the Joe Dozier set. Joseph Markham, 4 carries in a row, capped his drive with a 1-yard touchdown. This dog drive.
We'll come back to it, Thomas. Westmoreland with the return here. John Hamilton records the stop. Big tackle for John. Whenever you're ready, I'll let you cap that off, Thomas.
Dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Westmoreland starts from their own 40, 60 yards away. Wing T set. Hand off to Stafford, little to no room off the left side. 8:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. We are knotted up, 14-14. Austin Anderson on the tackle. The sophomore defensive lineman and linebacker has done a nice job tonight, as honestly he has all season on that defensive front. Going to be a pickup of 3, advancing the ball up to the Eagle 43. And this is, you know, if I'm Westmoreland, I'm pretty happy right here. You know, they typically chew up 7 to 8 minutes on a drive. There's 8 minutes left in the game. It's ticking. We're tied up 14-14. I'm sure the Eagles feel like they have us where they want us. Here they come with it. More good dog defense. Alec Kerr on the stop coming up from his safety position. However, once again, we see Westmoreland in third and short.
Before I got choked up, I don't know if I got it out. What an impressive drive for Clay County. 14 plays, 57 yards, Daniel. When you talk about chewing up clock, Clay County did the same.
Third and 2. Ball setting
at what we'll call the Westmoreland 48, 2 yards from midfield. Two wideouts to the left and a wing there. Tight end right. Eden under center. Toss sweep to Gray, the fullback. Gray going to be hit right at the down marker for the chains. I believe it'll be enough. No, they're saying fourth. Going to be fourth and one. Great stop by Alec Kerr and others who came up to help. So three plays, three runs on this possession for Westmoreland. 7 minutes left and ticking in the ball game. It's fourth and about a foot. They need to gain the midfield stripe, and it's about 12 inches from it. Here we go. Big play coming. The Dog faithful come to their feet and get behind their heroes on the field. Eden under center. Could be a quarterback sneak. Brings a man in motion. Hand off to Stafford. He's hard into the line. Gets the yardage he needs. Garrett on the stop. Big, big, big fourth down conversion by the Eagles right there. The handoff to the junior, Eli Stafford. He knew what he needed. He didn't carry it to the end. He put his foot in the ground, immediately got off that left guard jump and got the yard he needed. So now the ball rests in black and gold territory at the 49.
Yeah, almost a big stop by Levi Garrett right there. Made first contact, had him stopped. Just couldn't get the help he needed to bring him down.
6:20 and ticking. Eden under center. Ball at the Clay County 49. Handoff on a little jet sweep. Good defense once again. However, those 2 to 3 yard pickups by Westmoreland set them up each time in third and one, third and two, third and three. So they've got it now second and six with the ball at the 45. Who made the stop? Alec Kerr again. He's been very involved on this drive, Joseph Markham helping him out. Second and six, Westmoreland with it at the Clay County 45. They've got two wide to the right, a tight end left. Gray at the right hip of Eden, who's backed up into the gun. Quarterback keeper, right side. Camden Eden with it, hit hard. Alec Kerr right off the edge. A nice tackle for a loss made by the junior safety. Now here's the one thing they've got to watch for. When Kerr was playing so aggressive early in the season, they decided to run a seam right down the gut behind where he'd been exiting. Clay County needs to watch for that here.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Burchett down there, back there, as that safety valve for Coach Dickerson with that too-high look, Daniel. Alec Kerr selling out on the run right now when you got to.
Going to be third and four after Kerr had the hit. I don't know if his tackle for a loss. I chalked it up as one, but ball rest at the Clay County 43. So I'm guessing forward progress gave him a yard or so here. Third and four, we'll call it. 5:13 and ticking. We're tied up, 14-14. Hadn't said that in a few moments. I apologize for that. Misra high split left. Another wideout split to the right. A fullback and a tailback in the backfield with Eden. He hands off to Stafford. Stafford going to be brought down short of the sticks. And guess what? Fourth and one. They've already converted one. Kerr and Garrett making the stop. The ball rests now at the Clay County 42. It's not fourth and one. It's fourth and a long two.
On this drive, Daniel, Levi Garrett, Alec Kerr with every stop back and forth. They both got eight tackles tonight. A piece.
Nice night for the juniors. Eighth play of this Eagle drive coming. We're down to 4:20 and ticking. 14-14. Fourth and two. Need a stop. Eden under center. Double wing set. Hands off to Stafford. He's off left side. Gets the first down. Very close. I said he got it, but it's close. Eli Smith on the stop. They spot the ball at the Clay County 40. Heck, our defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson celebrating. And they're short. What a stop. Clay County at the 4:12 mark of this fourth quarter has turned over the Westmoreland Eagles on downs. The Dogs take over for their seventh possession of the contest at an opportune time. Fourth quarter, 4:12 on the clock. Drive starts at the black and gold 40. 60-yard field in front of them. Three wide left. Adams in the gun. Strong split to the right. Adams with it. Breaks pocket. Throws deep. Looking for Strong. Strong catches that football somehow. One of the best catches of the season. A back shoulder throw by Adams. It advances the ball down to the 25-yard line, 24 actually. And I thought maybe there was a flag because Wade Coons has yet to leave the huddle. But no flags there, and now Coons celebrating. He was worried about something. Okay. First and 10, Clay County. They've got it at the Eagle 24. 4:03 left in the contest. 14-14. What a great game it's been.
And that's just your quarterback giving you a chance right there, Daniel. Strong, headed down the sideline, threw it, like a little brother said, like a back shoulder fade to the outside. Strong turning and getting those big hands on it.
Three wide left, one to the right. Adams in the gun, sharp at the right hip. Hand off to Carson. He's at the 25, now the 20. Crosses into the red zone. Penalty flag comes out. Coons and an Eagle down the ground. Now they come up. They both laid still for a moment. I was afraid they were hurt, but just resting perhaps. Penalty against Clay County. What's the update on penalty yardage, Coach? We've had a few tonight. Had 12 last week for 125.
A little cleaner tonight. 4 for 30, Clay County. 7 for 62 for Westmoreland.
Replay first down. Ball now setting at the Eagle 33. Adams in the gun. Two wide either side. He rolls to the left. Has time. Steps up. Flips his shoulders. Going to be drove out of bounds. Very close to the line of scrimmage. Could end up going down as a sack for the Eagles. Number 18, Bryce Cottrell, the junior on the stop. Yeah, they're going to back it up a few yards. Advance it back to the 35. So a loss of a few for Clay County. We're going to be playing it second and around 20 from that mark. 3:31 mark. Clock is stopped because Adams was driven out of bounds. Three wide right. Spivey by himself to the left. Adams with it. Looks to throw. Rolls to the right. Gets upfield. Releases. Pass is incomplete. Westmoreland doing a nice job tonight with the pass game with Clay County. Now, granted, we've hit them for a lot when we do the Carquest postgame show. Thomas will give those stats, and they're pretty good numbers. However, the Eagles have come up with some big defensive plays.
Yeah, they've got the talent and the athletic ability to stay with our receivers, and we know what kind of talent and athletic ability they have, Daniel. So matching us athlete for athlete on the outside here tonight. You're right, we struck them for a few, but they've been right there even on those.
Third and 20, ball at Eagle 35. Two wide to either side. Adams straight draw back pass, has time, now breaks pocket, rolls to the right, going to run it. 35, 30, up to the 25 where he's brought down. It's going to be fourth and around 10 for Clay County. So Adams with a pretty good decision there. Didn't have anywhere to go downfield, so he scrambles, picks up around 10, half of what was needed. We're going to say he picks up 9, I suppose, because the ball is a little shy of the 25. It sets at the Eagle 26, fourth and 11. 2:55 and ticking, fourth quarter, 14-14 the score. Three wide to the left for Clay County, one to the right. Grant Strong by himself to the right. Low snap, picked up off the turf by Adams. He's going for Strong in the end zone. Ball's up, ball's
down.
He's receiving. They say no. The official waves it off. It was all the way across the field, so I can't refute the call, but it looked good from here.
Yeah, it did, Daniel. Again, Adams doing a great job giving his big receiver a chance at that one. Double covered again. Every time Strong is out to his right or left by himself, he gets two guys that walk to the line of scrimmage with him. They're not playing back. They're not rolling a safety over. They're just saying, hey, I'm going to put two on you. Let's see if you can beat two. And Strong almost did right there.
Eagles take over. 2:40 left in the contest, 14-14. They do so from their own 26-yard line, a 74-yard field in front of them for points that would break this tie. Eden under center, hands off to Stafford. Stafford back to the line, nothing more. Host the Dogs in on the play. Coons and Garrett, the primary stoppers, John says. Clock is ticking, 2:22. Westmoreland has a way of milking clock, so this one's going to go pretty quickly. Second and 8.
Eden under center. Here's the snap. Hand off to the fullback. No, play action pass. They dump it in the flat. Ball's caught. Tackle made. Carson Sharp on the stop. Going to be short of the sticks, and the clock continues to run.
Clicking down under 2 minutes.
Minute 50 and ticking. Ball setting at the Westmoreland 34 for its third and two. The speed of the Dog defense has kept Westmoreland from hitting a big play tonight, somewhere around 25 yards, probably their biggest play.
That's about
play.
It. They broke a run from the inside out, Daniel, but, you know, they don't have that big playability, and they may be content to just run this one out.
Well, you've got to think. Strong making the tackle. First down picked up by Westmoreland, and a timeout perhaps going to be taken by him as well. They're going to have it first and 10 from their own 37. It was not a timeout, I'm sorry. Minute 15 and ticking. Westmoreland with it. Eden in the gun. Winged either side. Play action pass. They want to throw a deep out. Going to be intercepted. Carson Sharp on it. He's in the 40. Under the 35. A costly mistake by head coach Chad Terry and the Westmoreland Eagles. They don't like to throw. They did then, and Sharp made them pay. Clay County with an opportunity to win this thing in regulation. Minute two left in the contest. If I was Westmoreland, I would have kept running it and gotten overtime.
Yeah.
They felt
yeah.
the desperation and the need to try to end it in regulation, and the senior made them pay.
What a play by Carson Sharp right there. We've talked about his coverability his entire career, Daniel. Hung one up, did the Eagle quarterback, Carson Sharp. Is making them pay right here. The Dogs have it in business at their own 35, tied up 14-14, a minute to go.
Ball at the Eagle 35, a very short field here for the Dogs. Minute two left. Coach Edwards, you don't have your headset on, but you're telling me they have three timeouts. Four down territory, obviously.
The best play we've had all night, Daniel, is the rollout with Nate Adams. Get him on the edge outside, put to that three receiver side. We've been setting one down. We've been breaking off a post underneath and another guy over the top. That's been the best play tonight. I'd like to see it rolled out right here again.
Well, here we go. Strong and Burgett to the left. Kerr, no, I'm wrong. That's Strong and Spivey to the left. Kerr and Burgett to the right. Adams with it. First and 10, rolls right. Releases downfield for Kerr. No, for Jimmy.
And he's caught.
Jimmy catches it on the deep out. Clay County now down to the 21. Carson Sharp checks in. Joseph Markham checks out. 48 seconds on the clock. 14-14 the score. Clay County trying to win this game here in the closing minute. Clock starts to wind. 40 seconds and ticking. Strong and Spivey left. Burchett and Kerr right. Adams with it. Rolls to the left. Looking for Strong. Has him on the ground. Lost top. 15-yard line. 10-yard line. Strong hit and brought down at the 7. 24 seconds and the clock stops to reset the chains. Clay County going to go ahead and burn a timeout here. They had 3. Now 2. Carson Sharp goes to the dog pound. The student section here right in front of the dog offense gets them fired up. 24 seconds left here, 14-14. Clay going to be playing it first and goal from the 8. We'll go ahead and stay on air here. We don't want to miss a second of this action, Thomas.
No, we don't, and you can't say enough about the freshman quarterback. This is a career-defining moment so far for this young kid, Daniel. He's thrown it 22 times already tonight. I have to add up the yardage later. I don't want to miss this play, but what a performance so far. Driving his team down, hopefully, for the winning score.
First and goal from the 8. Clay County has 2 timeouts left, so they can run the ball here if they want to. 24 seconds left in regulation, 14-14 the score.
Just great play calling by Coach Harris to getting his young quarterback on the edge. That way he doesn't have to deal with the pressure. Rolling him out to the right first. He hooked up for a 14-yard gain with Burchett. Rolled him out to the left sideline. The next time, 13-yard gain to Strong. I'd go with the same play, Daniel.
Ball sets at the left hash. So the wide side of the field is to the right of Adams. We have Grant Strong and Alec Kerr split right. Jimmy Burchett and Jeff Spivey split left.
The white hat has brought play to a stop, wants the fire engine at the end of the field to turn its headlights off because it's shining into the eyes of the Eagle defense. Interesting tactic there. We're waiting on, that's what we're waiting on right now, is for the fire truck to turn his headlights off.
Well, it's probably,
And now it's time. He's done it. All right. First and goal from the 8. Adams in the gun. Burchett in motion, left to right, making it a trip set to the right. Adams rolls that way, throws back across the middle, incomplete. Okay, he was targeting Burchett. Jimmy went left to right motion, put his foot in the ground off the end, come back across the middle. A nice play, however, good coverage by the safety. Second goal from the 8, 19 seconds on the clock. 2 timeouts left for Clay County, so we can run the football if we chose to.
19 seconds left.
14-14 the score. Adams with it. 3 wide right. Rolls right. Has time on the edge. Throw it cold. And it's Jimmy Burchett. Woo! The Cousins hook it up. Put the Bulldogs back in front. 20-14. 19 seconds still showing here on the clock. However, it never started. So Westmoreland going to have a few seconds left to work with. But we know they are not a big play team, more of a sustained drive team. 2014, after Adams, the freshman, finds his first cousin, the junior, Jimmy Burchett, in the corner of the end zone on the out route. Garrett on to kick, Adams to hold. Kicks away, a beauty. 21-14, Dogs lead.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to John Teeples Field, where freshman Nate Adams just engineered what could be the game-winning drive as Clay County goes up 21-14 with 19 seconds left in the ball game. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. 4 passes from the freshman, 3 completions, a 14-yarder to Jimmy Burchett, a 13-yarder to Grant Strong, and then the payoff to Burchett, an 8-yard touchdown, and Clay County leads by a score with just 19 seconds to play. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Lake Home, Honest Aid, Log Homes, and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
And appropriately so here, EcoPanels owner and operator Shane Smith's son Eli makes a big tackle there on the kickoff. Westmoreland with it. They're going to play with the ball from their own 41, so they're 59 yards away from the dog end zone. 14 seconds left. Scoreboard says that the Eagles have all 3 timeouts left available. So here we go. Clay County leading 21-14. 2 wide to the right along with the wing, making it 3 wide. Eaton to throw. He's going to be hit. Ball's up in the air. Sharp with a line on it. Intercepted by Carson Sharp. And they called offensive pass interference to boot. There is a flag down. I'm 99% sure that it's offensive pass interference. We have Wade Coons, or Levi Garrett, one down, injured, back at the line of scrimmage. It's Garrett who's down. It was offensive pass interference. The interception stands. This game's going to end with Clay County winning 21-14. There's 6 seconds left, but what I'm concerned about now is Garrett, who's down injured, back at the Eagle 38-yard line. We're going to go to a commercial break here, come back, and give you an update. Clay County leads 21-14, and they have the ball. 6 seconds left.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, still in injury timeout. Levi Garrett down injured on the field. 6 seconds do remain in regulation. Carson Sharp intercepted the pass of Eden on that last play, so Clay County in possession of the ball. And the lead, 21-14. We're just waiting here to continue on in this injury timeout. Garrett, a tough kid down right now, being attended to. So we're going to go back to break. Clay County does lead 21-14 with the ball. 6 seconds left.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, still in timeout for injury. We have heard that it is a dislocated elbow for junior Levi Garrett, who's played so well tonight. No doubt he's in a lot of pain with the injury like that. Hopefully he'll be okay, though. But no doubt it will hurt pretty severely until it's back in place. So a dislocated elbow is what we're being told. Clay County does lead 21-14, and they have the ball. 6 seconds left in the contest.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live from John Teeples Field, Junior Levi Garrett exiting the field under his own power. We have been told it's a, looks like a left dislocated elbow. EMS helping him off the field. They have brought the ambulance over. His folks that are with him going off the field. Levi's played so great all year. Him and Wade Coons simultaneously converging in on Eden on that last play. I'm not sure who hit who, but Garrett took a pretty good shot.
He did, and what a game Levi Garrett has played tonight, Daniel. And we'll get into the numbers later, but he just had a tremendous impact on this game on both sides of the ball. We don't talk about his blocking in the offensive line enough. It's just hard for us to work all that in. But defensively, he has really led this team tonight.
Well, this whole core of juniors, we talk about Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, Keaton Arms, all these guys. Guess what? Levi Garrett started every of his career since he was a freshman in the trenches.
Yep.
You know, as a linebacker, as a defensive lineman, as a center, as a guard, just getting the dirty work done. Clay County taking over. 6 seconds left, first and 10. Adams takes a knee. This one goes final. Clay County winning homecoming 2021 by a score of 21-14 over Westmoreland. What a great game it was. Hats off to both squads. Clay County moves to 5-0 on the year. With this win, remains undefeated. We're going to play a few ads, come back and do the very popular CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Carquest postgame show. What a football game we had here. Just a great one, back and forth battle. We expected a tight one. Westmoreland, a solid football team coming into this contest tonight. Even though they had an 0-5 record, they moved to 0-6. Clay County moves to 5-0. 21-14, the final here in the homecoming game of 2021. And just a great contest, Thomas, from the get-go.
It was just back and forth, just like you said, this virtual stalemate to start. Back and forth, both turned it over on downs on their first possessions, and that was kind of set the tone. But Clay County struck first on an 8-play, 63-yard drive, and it was capped off by Nate Adams to Alec Kerr for a 37-yard scoring strike. Levi Garrett, who went perfect on the night, kicking the PAT, put us up 7-0. In that second quarter, and then immediately Westmoreland answered to go into the locker room tied at 7 at intermission.
They did. Great job by Westmoreland, scoring when they needed to keep this thing where they wanted. Westmoreland got the football to start that third quarter.
They did, and when they got it, we saw some the defense prevail again. Clay County, Levi Garrett with a big stop, forced a punt from Westmoreland. Clay County went 3-and-out, and then Westmoreland, I think they had 5 plays there. They got the ball in good field position on that punt. They pinned us deep. We punted it to about midfield, and they marched down the field, Daniel, and took the lead in this ball game. They went up 14-7 with 3 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter, and Clay County was either going to tuck tails and run or they were going to respond, and boy, did they respond.
Sure
14
did.
Plays, 57 yards. And what a drive it was. And it was the big play. We had a couple in the completions to bring up a third and long. Adams finds Kerr for 18. We had a penalty that set us back. Adams finds Sharp for 20. And then we're in business. And then we see the Joe Dozer set. Joseph Markham in the Wildcat. The direct snap to him. 3 plays later, you're in the end zone. Markham capped that drive with a 1-yard touchdown. Garrett was true again. It's a tie ball game again.
And that were, you know, fourth quarter, time's getting short at that point.
Westmoreland gets the ball back, and they put on a drive and get it into about midfield, if I remember. The senior Eli Smith with a big fourth down stop with 4 minutes to go to give the ball back to Clay County. We thought we had things rolling. Adams finds Strong for 36 down the sideline, but the drive stalled out. We turned it over on downs. Westmoreland got the ball back with about 2 minutes to play, Daniel.
2:40, yeah.
And got near midfield. They were driving methodically like they normally do. But we had them uncomfortable, and they had to do something they're not used to doing. They went to the air, and Carson Sharp made them pay with a huge, maybe the play of the game, really, if you want to pick out one play, the interception by Carson Sharp. Clay County gets the ball back with a minute to play, and then the freshman goes to work. 4 rollouts, 3 of them complete. 1 to Burchett to the right for 14 yards, rolled back to the left, hit Strong for 13, threw an incompletion on the next play, but then the dagger. He found Jimmy Burchett from 8 yards out in the end zone for the game winner, 21-14. What a game, and what a drive, and what a performance by freshman Nate Adams and all these receivers.
Certainly was. Westmoreland about 18 seconds left, come back. Carson Sharp intercepts him again. So just a great contest, 21-14 the final. Like we said, Clay County moves on to 5-0 on the season. Westmoreland goes to 0-6 on the season. We're going to play one set of promos, come back and do our stats. That sound good to you guys? And we will give Westmoreland and Clay County stats, also to the TDS top performer, and a budget pest control scoreboard update after one more short break. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight, 21-14 Clay County winners. Coach, we'll kick to you for Westmoreland stats.
51 plays, 231 total yards. 44 of those 51 were on the ground, 217 yards rushing, two touchdowns. Four out of five through the air for 14 yards, two interceptions. Penalties on the night, Westmoreland 7 for 62, Clay County 5 for 35. So fairly clean game, both teams.
Good, concise report there. Thomas, let's see if you can match him.
I can't do it, Daniel, because I've got way too much in front of me here. Clay County had a total of 311 yards on 50 plays, a 50 spot on offense. They had 26 rushes for 63 yards and one touchdown. Threw the ball 24 times, completed 14 of them for 248 yards. And two touchdowns. Rushing-wise, Alec Kerr had two carries for negative 1 yard. Jimmy Burchett, one carry for 1 yard. Carson Sharp, the leading rusher tonight, 10 carries for 32 yards. Joseph Markham, 7 carries for 26 yards, that 1 yard touchdown. And the quarterback scrambled 6 times for 6 total yards, when you figure in the negatives on the sacks. Through the air, we had multiple receivers. Alec Kerr, stellar night for him. 5 catches, 105 yards receiving, and 1 touchdown. Jimmy Burchett, 4 big grabs for 63 yards and a touchdown. And Grant Strong, 3 catches for 56 yards. Carson Sharp out of the backfield, 2 catches for 24 yards tonight. Defensively, a lot of big numbers here. No doubt about it. The injured Levi Garrett, who left the field, didn't get to enjoy this victory with the injury as he left the field. Hopefully he's going to be okay. We talked about it. We have confirmed it is a dislocated elbow, painful injury, but something you can recover from. So we're thankful for that. He led the way tonight, guys. He had 9 tackles tonight, 1 for loss, and we gave him a half sack. So that's just a great night defensively and played really well. Alec Kerr not far behind, 8 tackles, 1 for loss. And senior Eli Smith had 5 tackles tonight and a half sack. He shared that one with Garrett. John Hamilton, also 5 tackles. Jimmy Burchett had 6 stops. Joseph Markham had 5. Grant Strong had 3. Hunter Kyle had 3. Weston Burgle had 2. Carson Sharp, 3 tackles, 2 interceptions. The one we talked about, and just the play of the game, really a huge interception by Carson Sharp. Austin Anderson had 2 tackles tonight. Wade Coons had 4, and Nate Adams 1 stop. And this final stat will roll right into another segment, Daniel. The freshman quarterback, 14 for 24 for 248 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did it under pressure tonight. He did it on rolling out on his feet tonight. What a game for the young man.
14 to 24 for 248.
That's right.
Two scores. Yeah, we're going to roll right into the TDS top performer. It's time to announce that one. And it is freshman Nate Adams. He has come out and played tremendously ever since he came onto the field deep in the second quarter against Clinton County, Kentucky, filling in for Keaton Arms. You know, I wish Keaton is with us, but we've been so blessed to have great play from Nate Adams. You know, for a lot of teams around the state, whether it's single A or all the way up to 6A, if you lose your junior starting quarterback that early in the season, it could mean a lot of trouble for you. But fortunately, Nate Adams sitting right there, came right in. He's been Joe Cool the whole time. The pocket awareness that he has is what impresses me the most. He's so good at stepping away from pressure. We saw Westmoreland sack him a couple times tonight, but that was just great defense. He moves away from pressure. He keeps his eyes downfield, finds guys, and honestly, we've seen him underthrow a few balls in these last four contests, but very seldom does he put it somewhere where a receiver can't get at least one hand on it. Very accurate passer.
Well, unless I'm mistaken, Daniel, I'm pretty sure he's throwing the ball all over the yard. Don't think he's had a pick.
That's correct.
Has not thrown an interception. He gives his receivers a chance. May not be a perfect ball, but he gives them a chance to make a play. But you're right. Just the poise of the young man, it blows my mind. You know, you've played the position. I've played the position. My brother John was back here. He's played the position. And, you know, he made the comment. We're just shaking our heads.
Yeah.
I mean, we really are shaking our heads in here. John made the comment, hey, you know, I couldn't do that when I was a senior.
Right.
And it's just, you know, you put him on the edge, you roll him out, his eyes are trained downfield, and he's scanning the entire field. We've seen him throw, straight to the sideline. We've also seen him throw to the middle of the field rolling out. We've seen him roll to the left, throw back to the right. We've seen him make every throw, you know, in the pros and in the college, everybody's talking about that. You know, can he make this throw? Can he make that throw? Well, this 15-year-old kid is making those types of throws.
He does. And what I've noticed about him, he's so smooth mechanically. Mm-hmm. When he does roll, he does such a great job of getting his shoulders flipped around the way he needs to be. He don't throw across his body. You know, he doesn't throw off his back foot. He's always stepping into it, whether there's pressure there or not. And he's just doing lots of things, as you said, that even sometimes veteran players never get to the point that he's at. So, you know, even if he doesn't get any better, which he's going to, he's already great. He's already great. Coach, thoughts on Nate Adams and his performance?
Well, I've been hanging around here for going on 22 years and haven't missed a ton of football games in that time, but Nate is as good of a he's the best freshman on the field that I've seen.
No doubt.
And he's as good as like you guys were saying, fundamentally as good as any junior or senior I've watched.
Yeah.
Play for the Bulldogs.
Just a great player. Nate Adams, you know, hands down tonight's TDS top performer. Just what a great game by him. The TDS top performer is brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal, and they are proud to serve all of your waste management needs, and they're proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update, final edition.
Well, I just got an update on the South Pitt game, 20-20, fourth quarter. South Pitt just scored, made it 20-20, 44 seconds remain. Just kicked the extra point, South Pitt 21, North Jackson, Alabama 20. 44 seconds remain there. Let's see, I lost track of Green Hill tonight. Beat White County 56-27. Franklin County 26, Grundy 0. That was late in the fourth quarter as well. East Robertson 27, Joe Burns 0.
Wow.
Shutout. Pigeon Forge 35, Scott High 6, final score. Gallatin 28, Cookeville 12. Trailsdale 34, Smith County 16, final score. Upperman 16, Watertown 8. Monterey 48, Tennessee Heat 24.
Barn burner.
It really wasn't that close, I don't think.
Oh.
Stone 29, York 0. And then the three pick games tonight. The Yellow Jackets were just not as tough as the ones I ran into last Saturday. 21-0, Gordonsville,
wow.
Final.
Statement win for the Tigers, guys.
Gordonsville undefeated, Clay County undefeated at this point.
I think Gordsville still has Trousdale on the schedule. Not sure what else they have as far as a tough game, but I know Trousdale's on the schedule. Jackson County, 21, Livingston, 0.
Hey, what about those Blue Devils? I don't think I've ever been happy about them before.
Thomas's Blue Devils pulled out. Whitwell 58, Red Bull and Springs 14, final score.
Daniel, I told you, never pick Red Bull.
Pick the Red Dogs every time. scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, Roaches.
Folks, what a contest we saw tonight. We had a pleasure calling it. We hope we did a good job calling it. I don't know if you could even tell what was going on, but Clay County won 21-14 tonight. They stay undefeated on the season, moved to 5-0 in overall. They are 1-0 in Region 4A play. They get back to Region 4A play as they defend their home turf here at John Tables Field against the Red Dogs from Red Bull and Springs next week. That'll be on a Friday night. There's no school next Friday, but there is a football game, and it kicks off at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it, just tune in here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, John Weaver, and Fletcher Strong, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.